الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. أما بعد، يسعدنا ويشرفنا في هذه الليلة المباركة بإذن الله تعالى، ليلة الجمعة 18 من شهر شعبان من سنة 39 بعد 400 من هجرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يسعدنا في هذا المكان في مكة المكرمة وبين يدي مشايخ فضلاء وعلى رأسهم الشيخ رزيق القرشي حفظه الله تعالى، والشيخ الدكتور أحمد بازمول، والشيخ أبي العباس عادل بن منصور الباشا، وكذلك الدكتور أحمد بن حمد جيلان، وجميع المشايخ طلاب العلم في هذا المكان المبارك، فحياهم الله جميعا وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. ونشكر المشايخ على مجيئهم مع ضيق وقتهم، فجزاهم الله عنا خيرا. ونبدأ بإذن الله كلمة نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الجميع لشيخنا وأستاذنا الشيخ رزيق القرشي حفظه الله تعالى، فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
الشيخ عبد الرحمن عميسان حفظه الله تعالى. He began by praising Allah and beseeching Allah to bestow the salah and the salam upon the best of the prophets and messengers, his family and followers. And he mentioned that it pleases us and we are honored to gather here together on the 18th night of Sha'ban, the night of Jumu'ah. And we have some honored guests here, the likes of Sheikh Rizq Al-Qurashi, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him, and Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Bazmul, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him, and we have Sheikh Adel Mansour, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him, and we also have Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Jailan, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him. And we also welcome all of those who have come in attendance from the students of knowledge and those who are here in attendance. And we thank the mashaykh who have come out, especially with their schedules being tight and busy. And we will begin with a kalima or a word from our teacher and Sheikh, Sheikh Rizq Al-Qurashi hafidhahullah ta'ala.
Inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، في هذه المناسبة الطيبة الغالية عند أخينا إلياس جزاه الله خيرا، وفي هذا الجمع الطيب المبارك الذي نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعله جمعا مباركا، وأن ينفعنا جميعا بما نقول وما نسمع. ففي الحقيقة الإخوة قدموني أتكلم لا لعلم زائد عندي عن المشايخ الفضلاء الذين سمعتم بأسمائهم من فضيلة الدكتور عبد الرحمن العميسان جزاه الله خيرا، وإنما لكبر سني. أنا قد أكون أكبر سنا من من في المجلس، وأسأل الله جل وعلا أن يوفقنا جميعا لما يحب ويرضى. في الحقيقة نحن في زمن كثرت فيه الإحن وتلاطمت فيه أمواج الفتن، فلا شك ولا ريب أن مثل هذه المجالس التي يذكر فيها الله عز وجل وتذكر فيها سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويذكر فيها أحوال المسلمين في هذا الزمن ويذكر الناس بأن ليس لهم طريق وليس لهم سبيل إلى النجاة من الفتن إلا بمثل هذه المدارسات وبمثل هذه الجلسات وبمثل هذه المذاكرات في كتاب الله وفي سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وما كان عليه سلف هذه الأمة. فلذلك أيها الأحبة، من الضرورة جدا والحاجة الملحة لجميع إخواننا في كل مكان أن يتقاربوا ويتآلفوا ويتناصحوا ويتآمرون بالمعروف ويتناهون عن المنكر ويذكر بعضهم بعضا. حتى يبقى النهج السلفي الذي كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واضحا ومبينا للناس. ولذلك الناظر والمتأمل في قول الصحابي لأخيه هيا بنا نؤمن ساعة دليل على أنهم يعتبرون أن الجلوس والمذاكرة من الأمور التي ترفع الإيمان، ومن الأمور التي تزيد في البيان للإنسان ووضوح هذا الدين. ولذلك أهل السنة ولله الحمد منذ عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إلى هذا اليوم، وهذا هو ديدنهم، التذكير والتدريس والمراجعة والمناصحة والمذاكرة لكل ما يحتاجون. فهذه المجالس مجالس الذكر عند أهل السنة ولله الحمد والمنة تأتيها وتغشاها الملائكة ويذكرها الله عز وجل ويتباهى بها. فلذلك من الضروري اللقاءات، ومن الضروري الجلسات، وخاصة إذا كانت مع مثل المشايخ الذين ذكر أخونا الشيخ عبد الرحمن ولله الحمد وغيرهم من مشايخ أهل السنة الداعين للمنهج السلفي. أمر ضروري جدا نذكر أصحابنا وإخواننا جزاهم الله خيرا بهذا دائما. ولا يظن إنسان أنه وفق وهدي إلى هذا المنهج السلفي وإلى هذه العقيدة السلفية وبدأ يدعو إليها ويذكر الناس في المجالس بها ويعلم الناس هذا الدين الصحيح وأنه سيسلم من الأذى أبدا. ولذلك عندما تتأمل وتتدبر سورة واحدة في القرآن تجد أن الله عز وجل ذكر هذا. تأمل حين أن تقرأ سورة العصر بماذا بدأ الله سبحانه وتعالى. بدأ الله في هذه السورة بذكر الإيمان، ثم ذكر العمل الصالح، ثم ذكر الدعوة الحق وبيانه، ثم ذكر الصبر. وهذا يدل على أن من قام بهذه الأمور ودعا إلى الإيمان ودعا إلى العمل الصالح وأصبح يبين للناس الحق فإنه سيؤذى. إذن فلا بد أن يصبر. ولذلك الصبر منهج الأنبياء، والصبر أمر به الأنبياء وغيرهم من باب أولى. فلذلك قال الله عز وجل: فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل. وهذا دليل على أن الرسل عودوا ولم يسلموا من الأذى، ولم يسلموا من 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 من, من الـ 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 الرمي بالألقاب. ومع ذلك لابد أن تتأسى بهم في عقيدتهم وفي دعوتهم وفي عبادتهم، وتتأسى بهم في صبرهم. هذا هو طريق السلفي، هذا هو طريق السلفي الذي لابد أن يكون عليه. ولذلك انظر وتدبر واقرأ في سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وماذا حصل له، وتأسى به. فلذلك التأسي بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس فقط في أمر معين مما جاء به، لا، وإنما تتأسى بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل ما جاء به وفي كل ما حصل له أن تصبر. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لا بد أن نتأسى بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذه دعوة، دعوة ربانية، دعوة قائمة على الوحي، دعوة قائمة على الدين الصحيح الذي جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأوذي في سبيلها وأوذي أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فمن هنا نقول يجب على السلفي أن يكون متأسي بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ثم بعد ذلك يجب أن يكون عند السلفي من العلم بهذا الدين، ومن العلم بسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومن العلم بأحوال أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والقراءة في سيرهم وفي صبرهم على هذا الدين. لابد أن للسلفي أن يكون كذلك حتى يكون قويا في دعوته، قويا في دعوته. لا أريد أن أطيل، وإنما هذا تذكير أذكر به أصحابي وأنا في حاجة أيضا وأولى. فأسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا وإياكم جميعا، وأن يثبتنا وإياكم على الحق حتى نلقى الله عز وجل، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
جزا الله فضيلة الشيخ الأستاذ رزيق القرشي على هذه الكلمة المباركة النافعة، وإلى ترجمتها حفظكم الله.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى الشيخ رزيق القرشي. He began with خطبة الحاجة, the sermon of need, and he said that in this suitable gathering or situation we are with our brothers, and the Sheikh, he thanked our brother Ilyas and made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this group a blessed and good group, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in that which we say and we hear tonight. And the Sheikh, he mentioned that truly him beginning and starting off the talks is only due to him being the elder one in age, and not that he has more knowledge than these virtuous sheikhs that are sitting here, the likes of Dr. Umaysan and the others. He says, "Nah." And he mentioned Sheikh Ahmed, Hafidhullah. He mentioned everyone. He said, "I'm the oldest here, so this is why I began with the speech." And he asked that Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the success to do that which He loves and is pleased with. The Sheikh, he says, there's no doubt that we are living in the times of trials and tribulations, and the waves of trials and tribulations are present. And the likes of these sittings, in which Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned, and the Sunnah is mentioned, and the condition of the Muslims is mentioned, the people are reminded that there is no path to salvation and being safe from the trials and tribulations except that we gather together and we study these affairs and remind one another of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of the Salaf and that which they were upon. So for this, O my beloved brothers, it is a necessity that we have these type of gatherings, and it is a need for all of our brothers that we have these gatherings, and it is upon the brothers in every place that they have a closeness with one another, and they have brotherhood with one another, and they advise one another, and they cooperate with one another upon that which is good, and they command one another to leave off that which is evil, and they remind one another of Allah, so that the methodology of the Salaf remains clear for the people, that which the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in were upon. Also the Sheikh, he mentions that when we gather together, this is similar to that which the Sahaba they did when they would say to one another, "Let's gather together and believe for an hour."
So we contemplate over this statement. And this shows that the Sahaba, they believed that these type of gatherings increase a person in faith. And these type of gatherings increase a person regarding clarity in the religion. And the people of the Sunnah, from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam up until our day and time, we go over these affairs, the affairs of the deen, we study them, we remind one another. These are the matters that we do in these gatherings. So these gatherings or these sittings will be reminding one another of Allah. The gatherings of the people of the Sunnah, the angels attend these gatherings. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions these gatherings, and He boasts about these gatherings. So this shows the necessity of having these type of sittings and gatherings, especially with the likes of these mashaykh that are here. So it is a must that we have these reminders. And the Shaykh, he mentioned that a person, he must not think or believe, the one who has been guided to have success to be upon the Salafi methodology, the one who is teaching the people, this person must not believe that he's going to be safe from harm. Rather, when you contemplate over one chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Asr, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions this affair. What did Allah begin with? Allah Azza wa Jal began with mentioning faith. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned the importance of good deeds. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the cooperation upon the truth. And then lastly, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned the matter of having patience. Meaning having patience, because the one who has faith, the one who has good deeds, the one who teaches the people the truth, it is no doubt that some harm will come to him. So it is a must that we be patient. And this is the methodology of the prophets and the messengers. And all of them were commanded to have patience. And we are commanded to follow their way, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, and be patient like those messengers of firm resolve were patient. So they were harmed and given their dawah, and they were not safe from harm, and that was safe from the false accusations and the nicknames that they were given. So we must be like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rest of the prophets and the messengers when it comes to the matter of creed, when it comes to the matter of worship, and when it comes to the matter of giving dawah. This is the Salafi path. We must be upon like these prophets and messengers were upon. So when a person, he looks and he contemplates and he reads, He sees what happened to those prophets and the messengers. So we follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding that which he came with, and we also follow him sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he responded to that which took place with him of the trials and the tribulations. And as Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned, indeed you have a beautiful example and the messenger of Allah for you. And the Shaykh, he mentions that this call, the Salafi call, is a call that is based upon revelation of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came with this, and at the same time, he was harmed. So it is a must that the Salafi, he follows the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. And he must have knowledge of this way, knowledge of the Sunnah, knowledge of the condition of the Sahaba and how they were, studying their life examples, in order that the person can have strength in giving dawah and calling the people. So the Shaykh, he says, I do not want to be long. I just want to give this reminder. And he mentioned, may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us all success to be upon the truth. Naam.
والآن مع الشيخ الدكتور أحمد بازمول ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقه لما يحبه ويرضى وأيضا نشكر أيضا خانا المترجم أخونا الشيخ خليفة أبو يوسف على أيضا الترجمة وعلى الدقة أيضا في الترجمة مع الشيخ الفاضل الدكتور أحمد بازمول، ويلقي على مسامعنا ما يفتح الله عليه من خير. نعم، فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
The next speaker is the noble Sheikh, Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Bazmoul. May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ألا وإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فهذه ليلة أسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلها في موازين أعمالنا يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. أسأل الله عز وجل أن يرزقني وإياكم الإخلاص في القول والعمل، وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمع القول فيتبع أحسنه.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he began with mentioning the name of Allah and mentioning a portion of the sermon of Ni Khutbatul Haja, and he said, he asked Allah Azza wa Jal to make this night a night that will be upon our scales of good, on the day when no wealth and no children will benefit, except that the person comes to Allah Azza wa Jal with a pure and sound heart. And he asked Allah Azza wa Jal that he gives us sincerity and speech and an action, and make us from amongst those who hear a good word and follow it.
أحمد الله عز وجل أن جعلني في مجلس يضم هؤلاء المشايخ الفضلاء.
I praise Allah Azza wa Jal that he made me from amongst those who are here in this gathering with these noble sheikhs.
المعروفين بالعلم النافع وبالمنهج السلفي.
Those who are known to have beneficial knowledge and those who are known to be upon the methodology of the Salaf.
فالشيخ الفاضل رزاق القرشي حفظه الله تعالى من المشايخ المعروفين بالعلم.
He says the noble Sheikh, Sheikh Ruzayk al-Qurashi, he is from the known Sheikhs to be upon knowledge.
ومن المشايخ المعروفين بالمنهج السلفي.
And he is from the Mashaykh who are known to be upon the Salafi methodology.
وما قاله ابتداء هو من باب التواضع.
And that which he has stated was from the angle or area of being humble.
فهو بين إخوانه بل طلابه.
And he is sitting here, meaning Sheikh Ruzayk, with his brothers, rather he is sitting with his students. We are his students.
لكن يجب أن نعلم.
However, it is obligatory that we know
أن صاحب السنة كبير.
That the person of the Sunnah is one who is great.
وإن صغر سنه.
Even if his age is young.
فالكبر.
So the matter of being great
ليس بالسن.
Is not connected to age alone.
وإنما
that indeed
يكبر السلفي بسنته.
That the Salafi, he becomes great with his adherence to the Sunnah.
فلا تعلق الحق بالأعمار.
So do not connect the truth with ages.
فتخرب الديار.
And then the houses are destroyed.
إذا كان أصحاب الأعمار أغمار. إذا كان أصحاب الأعمار غير معروفين يعني.
نعم. أعمار. نعم. If the houses are destroyed, if the individuals are not known.
وهذا ليس كلامي.
And this is not my speech.
بل كلام السلف.
This is the speech of the Salaf.
أن صاحب السنة كبير.
That the one who is a person of the Sunnah, he is the one who is great.
وصاحب الحق كبير.
And the one who is the person of the truth, he is great.
ومن خالف الحق ولو كان كبير السن فهو صغير.
And the one who opposes the truth, even if he is old in age, this individual is one who is belittled.
فتنبهوا لهذا الأمر جيدا.
So be aware of this matter very well.
أيضا مجلس يضم الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرحمن العميسان.
Also, this is a gathering that we have here, the Sheikh Dr. Al-Umaysan.
أخونا السلفي.
He is our Salafi brother.
الذي كنت أسمع به ولم أره.
He said, I used to hear about him and I didn't see him.
إلا قريبا.
Except recently.
وما كنت أسمع عنه إلا خيرا.
And I did not hear anything about him except for that which is good.
وما ازددت بمعرفته إلا حبا وقربا.
And knowing him, it only increased me and being near to him and loving him.
صاحب دعوة.
He is a person who has a da'wa
سلفية.
That is based upon salafiyya.
واضحة.
That is clear.
وإن رغمت أنوف.
Even if the people despise this.
فجزاه الله خيرا.
And may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him.
ومجلس يضم أخانا الشيخ الفاضل عادل منصور.
And also this gathering includes the noble Sheikh عادل منصور.
هذا الرجل.
He said, "This man,
الذي عرفته أول ما عرفته,
that which I have come to know about him when I first knew him,
أحببته قبل أن أراه.
I loved him before I seen him.
حبا شرعيا.
With a legislative love.
وذلك أني قرأت ردا له ذبا عن الألباني.
Because I read a refutation in which he was defending a Sheikh al-Albani رحمه الله.
فقلت لله دره. فقلت جزاه الله خيرا.
So I said, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him with good.
لقد أحسن.
Because he did well.
وذب عن عالم سلفي.
And he defended the honor of a Salafi scholar.
ذبا لا يستطيعه بعض الكبار.
That some elders do not have the ability to defend Sheikh Al-Albani with.
فجزاه الله خيرا.
May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him.
أيضا مجلس يضم أخانا أحمد جيلان حفظه الله تعالى.
Also this gathering includes our brother Sheikh Ahmed Jilan. May Allah Azza wa Jalla preserve him.
عرفته قديما.
He said, I known him for a long time.
وطال البعد عنه, يعني لم أره من زمان.
No. I haven't seen him in a long time.
واليوم رأيته فسررت.
So and today when I seen him, I became happy.
ومجلسا يضم إخواننا.
And also this gathering includes our السلفيين. Brothers, our Salafi brothers.
لمجلس يفرح به القلب.
This is a gathering which the heart becomes happy with.
فنسأل الله عز وجل.
So we ask Allah عز وجل
أن يختم لنا جميعا بالسنة.
That he gives us a good ending with the sunnah.
كنت أردت أن أتكلم عن قضية.
I wanted to speak about a matter.
ولكن قلت سيتكلم عنها الشيخ رزاق. سيتكلم عنها.
But I said that Sheikh Ruzaik was going to speak about it.
بمعنى أنني خفت أن لا يتكلم فيها.
Because I was afraid that he would not speak about it.
وقد تكلم.
But he spoke.
فوهي أو الأمر الذي أردت أن أقوله الكلام عن سورة العصر.
And that the matter that I wanted to speak about was regarding Surah Al-Asr.
ولكن أتمم كلامه.
But I will complete or add to his speech.
وأكرره.
And I will repeat it.
فالمكرر أحلى.
And the repeating of the speech is sweeter.
طيب. يقول الله عز وجل والعصر.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, he states, I swear by the time.
قال العلماء هذا قسم من الله.
The scholars, they said this is an oath or a swear from Allah.
والله عز وجل يقسم بنفسه وبصفاته.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he swears by himself and he swears by his characteristics.
كقوله وعزتي وجلالي.
Like Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned by my might and nobility.
وله سبحانه وتعالى.
And for him, سبحانه وتعالى.
أن يقسم بما شاء.
He can swear by whatever he wants to swear by.
إذ هو الخالق.
Because he is the creator.
المالك.
The one who is the owner.
المتصرف في كل الأمور.
The one who he does whatever he wants in all of the affairs.
العظيم.
The magnificent.
وليس للمخلوق أن يقسم إلا بالله لأنه لا عظيم غيره.
And it is not for the creation to swear by other than Allah because there is no one who is the magnificent except for Allah.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stated.
من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله.
Whoever is going to swear, then let him swear by Allah.
ونهى صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited.
عن الحلف بغير الله عز وجل.
That one swears by other than Allah.
الله عز وجل عظيم.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the Magnificent.
فحينما يقسم بأمر يدل على عظمة وخطورة الأمر.
So when Allah Azza wa Jalla swears by a matter, then this shows the magnificence of this matter and the seriousness of this matter.
فأقسم الله بالعصر.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He swore by the time.
ما المراد بالعصر؟
What is intended by the time?
المراد به الزمن.
What is intended meaning the time.
على قولي بعض أهل العلم.
And this is the statement of some of the ulama, some of the scholars.
وقيل المراد به العصر الزمن المعروف.
And some say that it is the time that is known.
فأقسم الله عز وجل بالعصر دلالة على أهمية الزمان.
So Allah Azza wa Jal, He swore by the time, and this is an indication of the importance of time.
إن الإنسان لفي خسر.
Indeed, mankind is in a state of loss.
هذا كما قال العلماء هو جواب القسم.
As the scholars have mentioned, this is the response to the swearing.
إن الإنسان أي كل إنسان.
Indeed, mankind, meaning all of mankind.
في خسارة وندامة.
They are in a state of loss and regret.
لأنه إذا لم يتبع الحق.
Because if the person does not follow the truth.
سيندم في الآخرة.
He's going to be regretful in the hereafter.
لأن الدنيا فانية.
Because the life of this world, it will come to an end.
والآخرة باقية.
And the life of the hereafter will remain.
فإما جنة نسأل الله أن نكون من أهلها.
Either the person, his destination is to the paradise, and we ask Allah that we be from its people.
وإما نار أسأل الله أن لا يجعلنا من أهلها.
Or the person's destination is going to be to the hellfire, and we ask Allah not to make us from the people of the hellfire.
فالخسارة محققة.
So the matter of loss is something that is a reality.
وعظيمة.
And it is magnificent.
لمن لم يؤمن بالله عز وجل.
For the one who does not believe in Allah عز وجل.
ولمن لم يتصف بما سيذكره الله عز وجل.
And the one who does not adorn himself with the characteristics that Allah عز وجل mentions in this surah.
فإذا كل إنسان في خسر إلا.
So all of mankind is in a state of loss except.
السؤال هنا من هم؟
So the question here is who are these individuals?
بينهم الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل he clarified who they are.
في قوله إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
In his statement except for those who believe and do righteous deeds.
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
And those who mutually cooperate upon the truth and mutually cooperate upon patience.
يا لشأنهم العظيم.
He says their affair is magnificent.
وإنما عظم شأنهم.
And the reason why their affair is magnificent.
لأنهم مع الله.
Because they are with Allah.
لأنهم مع الحق.
Because they are with the truth.
لأنهم ساروا على الصراط المستقيم.
Because they have traversed upon the straight path.
الصفة الأولى.
The first characteristic.
إلا الذين آمنوا.
Except for those who believe.
أي حققوا الإيمان بأركانه وواجباته وشروطه.
Meaning they actualize faith with its pillars and its obligations and its conditions.
فاتصفوا ومن صفاتهم الإيمان.
So they have the characteristics, and from these characteristics, the characteristics of faith.
فالذين آمنوا هم المفلحون.
So the ones who believe, they are the ones who are successful.
قد أفلح المؤمنون.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, successful indeed are the believers.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لمن طلب منه أن يوصيه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to the one who sought advice from him.
قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم.
Say I believe in Allah and then be upright.
الإيمان بالله عظيم.
So belief in Allah is something that is magnificent.
فأنت تؤمن بأن الله يراك.
So you believe that Allah he sees you.
ويعلم بحالك.
And he knows your affair.
وتؤمن بملائكته.
And you believe in his angels.
وببقية الأركان.
And the rest of the pillars of faith.
المعروفة.
That are well known.
وتعمل.
And you act.
لأن الإيمان يدخل فيه العمل.
Because actions enter into the realm of faith.
فالعمل الصالح.
So the righteous actions.
دليل على إيمان صاحبه.
It is the indication or the proof for the faith of the person.
إلا الذين آمنوا.
Except for those who believe.
ولما قال الله عز وجل إن الإنسان لفي خسر.
So when Allah عز وجل he said indeed mankind are in a state of loss.
كان في ذلك تنبيه لنا.
This was an alert to us all.
أن نحذر وأن نخاف.
That we should be aware and we should have fear.
أن نكون من أهل الخسران.
That we be from the people who are in a state of loss.
وأن نتصف بصفات أهل الإيمان.
And that it is upon us to adorn ourselves with the characteristics of the people of faith.
إلا الذين آمنوا.
As Allah mentions, except for those who believe.
قال الحسن البصري.
الحسن البصري.
ليس الإيمان بالتمني.
He says, faith is not with hope.
ولا بالتحلي.
Nor with beautification.
ولكن ما وقر في القلب.
However, faith is that which is firmly in the heart.
وصدقه العمل.
And the actions confirm it.
فمن قال خيرا.
So whoever says that which is good.
وعمل خيرا.
And does that which is good.
قبل منه.
This is accepted from him.
ومن قال خيرا.
And whoever says that which is good.
وعمل شرا.
but he does that which is evil,
لم يقبل منه.
This is not accepted from him.
ولذلك احذر أيها المؤمن السلفي.
So for this reason, O believing Salafi, be aware.
من الكذب.
From lying.
أن تكذب على الناس.
That you lie upon the people.
أن تفتري عليهم.
That you invent falsehood or you invent fabrications upon the people.
أين السلفية؟
Where's the Salafi of this person?
هل عملت بها؟
Did you implement it?
احذر أيها المؤمن السلفي.
Be aware, O believing Salafi.
من أذية إخوانك المسلمين عموما.
From harming your Muslim brothers in general.
وإخوانك طلاب العلم والمشايخ السلفيين خصوصا.
And specifically harming your Salafi brothers who are the mashayikh and the students of knowledge.
أما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Did not the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say.
يقول الله تعالى.
That Allah تعالى he stated.
من عادى لي وليا.
Whoever shows enmity to an ally of mine,
فقد آذنته بالحرب.
Then I have declared war against them.
ألا تخاف من الله؟
Do you not fear Allah?
تؤذي عباده وأولياءه.
You harm his servants and his allies.
بالكذب والافتراء.
By lying upon them and fabricating matters upon them.
فضلا أن تؤذيهم بالأفعال والأعمال.
Not even to mention to harm them by way of actions.
إلا الذين آمنوا.
Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, except for those who believe.
فاحذر أيها المؤمن السلفي.
Be aware, O believing Salafi.
من السير في خط يعاكس الخط السلفي.
So traversing upon a path that is in opposition to the path of the Salafi or the Imam.
فتحب أهل الباطل.
And then you love the people of falsehood.
وتناصرهم وتنصرهم.
And you aid and support them.
وتؤذي أهل الحق.
But and at the same time you're harming the people of the truth.
وتخذلهم.
You betray them and you do not aid and help them.
واعلم.
Have knowledge.
أن الله عز وجل ناصر عباده.
Know that Allah عز وجل he's going to aid his servant.
شئت أم أبيت.
Whether you like it or not.
فمهما اجتمع أهل الباطل.
So no matter how much the people of falsehood come together.
في أذية أهل الحق.
To harm the people of the truth.
فإنهم لا يستطيعون.
They do not have the ability.
فهم المنصورون.
Because the people of the truth are the ones who are victorious.
إما أن ينصرهم الله في الدنيا.
Either Allah is going to aid them in the life of this world.
أو ينصرهم في الآخرة.
Or He's going to aid them and give them victory in the hereafter.
إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا.
Indeed we will aid and support our messengers and those who believe.
ويوم يقوم الأشهاد جزاكم الله.
On the day in the life of this world and on the day when on the day of judgment.
ولذلك.
So based upon this.
تجد السلفي.
So you find the Salafi.
صابر على الحق.
He is one who goes about to be upon the truth.
مهما تكاثرت.
No matter how much.
الفتن والمصائب عليه.
The trials and the tribulations and the calamities are abundant upon him.
لأنه على يقين.
Because he is upon certainty.
أن الله معه.
That Allah is with him.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
Allah Azza wa Jal, He states, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds.
الإيمان يوجب العمل.
He says, faith necessitates actions.
أن تعمل.
That you implement.
أن تكون صادقا في كلامك.
That you are truthful in your speech.
لا تخدع أنت إذا خدعت الناس فإنك لا تخدع الله.
Don't betray and deceive the people.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful. Don't betray the people and deceive the people.
احذر أيها السلفي.
Be aware, O Salafi.
أن تتظاهر بأمر.
That you outwardly show a matter.
خلاف ما تعتقده.
In opposition to that which you actually believe.
خداعا ولعبا.
As a means of deception and playing games.
فإن الله يعلم ما في باطنك.
Because Allah He knows that which is within you.
يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور.
Allah Azza wa Jalla He knows the deception of the eyes and that which the hearts they conceal.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
Except for those who believe and do righteous deeds.
العمل الصالح أن تتبع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The righteous actions is that you follow the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
على ما كان عليه أصحابه الكرام.
That which the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon, may Allah be pleased with them all.
ومعلوم عند الجميع.
And that which is known with all.
أن الفرقة الناجية.
That the saved sect.
والطائفة المنصورة.
And the victorious group.
هم من كانوا على مثل ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه.
And they are the ones who are upon that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions were upon.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
Except for those who believe and do righteous actions.
لما ذكر الله عز وجل العمل الصالح.
When Allah He mentioned righteous actions.
كان هذا موجبا لنا.
This is something that would necessitate us.
أن نتعلم.
That we learn.
فالعلم قبل القول والعمل.
Knowledge precedes statements and actions.
فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك.
As Allah عز وجل mentions, have knowledge that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah and seek forgiveness for your sins.
ولذلك نرى.
So for this we see
من بعض من يدخل السلفية
from some of those who enter into the realm of Salafiyya
ممن كان سابقا على منهج مخالف
those who before they were upon a methodology that was in opposition to the methodology of the Salaf
نرى أفعالا سيئة
we see from them evil actions
وأقوالا قبيحة
and vile speech
لا تليق بالسلفي
that's not befitting for the Salafi
فالسلفية منها براء
Salafiyya is free from these things
وإنما هذا ما كان يفعله سابقا
and this is only from that which the person used to do prior to becoming a Salafi
ولم يطهر نفسه بالعلم الصحيح النافع
and he did not purify himself with the beneficial correct sound knowledge
ومن هنا
and from here
دخل في السلفية الدخلاء
you find these affairs entering into the matter of Salafiyya and these individuals coming with these matters into Salafiyya.
تصدروا فظنوا أنفسهم هم العلماء.
So these individuals put themselves forward and they view themselves as being scholars.
ولكن سنة الله باقية.
However, the way of Allah remains.
فالحق منصور منصور منصور.
The truth is aided, it is victorious, and it is aided in victory. He repeated this.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Allah عز وجل mentions except for those who believe and do righteous deeds and those who encourage one another with the truth and encourage one another with patience.
يتواصون على الحق.
They encourage one another with the truth.
فيوصي بعضهم بعضا.
They advise one another.
يتناصحون.
They have mutual advice.
يتذاكرون.
They mutually remind one another.
يفيد بعضهم بعضا.
They benefit one another.
يتواصون على الحق على معرفته ونصرته.
And they mutually cooperate upon the truth in knowing it and aiding it.
لا يتواصون على باطل.
They do not cooperate upon falsehood.
لا يتواصون على أذية سلفي.
They do not cooperate upon harming the Salafi.
على كذب وخداع.
By lying and with deception.
على اجتماعات سرية خفية.
Having these secret private gatherings.
في ظلمة كالفئران.
Like in the darkness, how a rat is in the dark.
لأن صاحب الحق في العلن واضح.
He says, because the person of the truth, he's apparent. He's
قال
clear.
قال عمر بن عبد العزيز.
عمر بن عبد العزيز.
ما اجتمع قوم في خفاء.
The people have not gathered in secrecy.
إلا كانوا على تأسيس ضلالة.
Except they are upon the foundation of misguidance.
فالحذر الحذر من هذه الأفعال.
So be aware of the likes of these actions.
إذا كنت تريد التواصي على الحق.
If you want to cooperate upon the truth.
فالحق واضح ظاهر.
Then the truth is clear and apparent.
لن تزال طائفة من أمتي.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that they will not cease to be a group from my nation.
على الحق.
Who are upon the truth,
ظاهرين,
apparent.
لا يضرهم.
They will not be harmed.
من خالفهم.
By those who oppose them.
ولا من خذلهم.
Nor those who abandon them.
وتواصوا بالحق.
And cooperating upon the truth.
أي لم يتواصوا على الباطل.
They do not cooperate upon falsehood.
فأن تجتمع لتسقط سلفيا ودعوته.
So that you as a people come together. To drop a Salafi in his call to Salafiyya.
وأن تكتب في الفيس أو في غير ذلك لتسقط سلفيا.
And you write in Facebook and other than the different social medias to drop a Salafi in his call.
فأنت لم تتواصى على الحق.
Then you did not cooperate upon the truth.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق. التواصي أيضا بالحق. لاحظ أن الله عز وجل أثنى عليهم ووصفهم بأنهم يتواصون على الحق على الحجة على الدليل على البرهان لا على الأشخاص
Allah عز وجل he mentions except for those who believe and do righteous deeds and they cooperate upon the truth we understand from this that Allah عز وجل has praised these individuals for their cooperation upon the truth meaning their cooperation upon the proofs and the evidence not cooperation based upon individuals and personalities
ولذلك القاعدة السلفية اعرف الحق تعرف أهله
So for this the Salafi principle is know the truth and then you will know its people.
وقاعدة السلفية أيضا الحق لا يعلق بالأشخاص.
And another Salafi principle that the truth is not connected to individuals or personalities.
إلا ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه.
Except that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions were upon.
لماذا؟
Why is this?
لماذا؟
Why is this?
لأن الحي لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة.
Because the person who was alive, he is not safe from fitna.
كما قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
As Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, he stated.
من كان مستنا مقتديا.
That whoever is going to pattern himself or follow someone.
فليستن بمن قد مات.
Then let him pattern himself and follow those who have already passed away.
أي أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه
Meaning
وسلم.
Meaning by this the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فإن الحي
Because the one who is alive
لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة.
He is not safe from being afflicted with trials and tribulation.
الحي
The one who is alive
ما قال صغيرا أو كبيرا.
He didn't say the one who is the young or the youth or the elder.
لماذا?
Why is this?
لأن الحق ثابت.
Because the truth is established.
وصاحبه كبير.
And the one who is a person of the truth, he is great.
ولا يضر الحق مخالفة من خالفه.
And the truth is not harmed by whoever opposes it.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds and encourage one another with the truth and encourage one another with patience.
يوصي بعضهم بعضا على الصبر على الحق والثبات.
They encourage one another with patience upon the truth and patience in being firm upon it and established.
كما مر معنا في قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As has come already in the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حين أوصى.
When he advised.
قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم.
Say I believe in Allah and then be upright.
ونحن نسأل الله في الصلاة.
And we ask Allah in the prayer.
في كل ركعة.
In every rakah, every unit of the prayer.
فرضا أو تطوعا.
Whether it is an obligatory prayer or a supererogatory prayer.
أن يهدينا الصراط المستقيم.
That he guides us to the straight path.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Guide us to the straight path.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
The path of those whom your favors upon.
ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
that
وأصحابه.
That which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba were upon.
غير طريقين.
Their يعني path is other than two paths.
أن ينجينا من طريقين، أن يسلمنا من طريقين.
We're asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to save us and give us salvation from two paths.
طريق من عرف الحق وخالفه.
The path of those who know the truth but they oppose the truth.
وهم اليهود.
And they are the Jews.
فهم مغضوب عليهم.
And they are the ones whom Allah's anger is upon.
وطريق من عمل بلا علم.
And we ask Allah to save us from the path of those who have actions that are not based upon knowledge.
فضل الطريق.
So they have gone astray from the right path.
كالصوفية وغيرهم.
Like the Sufis and other than them.
وهم النصارى.
And they are the Christians.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Guide us to the straight path.
ليس فيه اعوجاج.
This path does not have any crookedness within it.
لذلك لا تلعب يا عبد الله بدينك.
So just for this reason, don't play with your religion, O servant of Allah.
تواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Allah he mentions and they mutually cooperate and advise one another with the truth and they mutually cooperate and advise one another with patience.
ونحن نحتاج إلى الصبر.
We are in need of patience.
الصبر على العبادة قبلها. الصبر قبل العبادة.
نعم. The patience before the worship.
وصبر أثناءها.
Patience during the worship.
وصبر بعدها.
And patience after the worship.
صبر على الطاعة.
Patience upon being obedient to Allah.
وصبر عن المعصية.
Patience in keeping away from disobeying Allah.
وصبر على أقدار الله عز وجل.
And patience upon that which Allah has decreed for the servant.
والصبر.
And patience.
أن تلزم الحق.
That you hold to the truth.
ولا تنحرف عنه.
And that you do not deviate from it.
سورة عظيمة.
This is a magnificent chapter in the Quran.
فيها الحجة.
And it is a proof
لله على خلقه
for Allah upon His creation.
كما قال الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى.
As an Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah have mercy upon him, stated
أن هذه السورة
that this surah or this chapter
سورة عظيمة.
This is a magnificent surah.
فيها الحجج الواضحة.
This is in it has it is clear proofs.
في معنى كلام الشافعي.
This is the meaning of the speech of Imam al-Shafi'i.
وقد وقفنا
and we have
على بعض الفوائد
we have come across some of the benefits
من هذه السورة
from this surah
وقد أطلت الكلام
and I have spoken for a long time
والوقت طول
and the time is long
من المترجم لا مني
جزاك الله خير شيخ
تفضل شيخ اي نعم من المترجم يعني معن فأعتذر عن الإطالة عني وعن المترجم
الشيخ he excuses or seeks the pardoning for himself and for myself in being long in the speech and in the ترجمة
جزاكم الله خير وأشكر على الترجمة وإن كنت لا أعرف
شيخنا بارك الله فيكم أحسن الله إليكم
جزاكم الله خيرا الله يحفظكم
آمين وإياكم شيخنا حياكم
أحسن الله لشيخنا الدكتور أحمد بازمول على هذه الكلمات النيرات الذي نسأل الله عز وجل أن تقع علينا موقع التدبر والعمل والنصح وأكرر ما قاله المشايخ وأيضا أنبه على أننا ما اجتمعنا في هذا المكان ليزكي بعضنا بعضا وإنما كما قال الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى أعمال السلفي تزكيه أعمال السلفي تزكيه والسلفيون يحبون بعضهم بعضا وإن لم يروا بعضهم بعضا وإنك لتسمع بالرجل في آخر الدنيا فيجب عليك أن تحبه إذا كان على السنة ولو لم تعرفه ولو لم تره فجزاه الله خيرا على هذه الكلمات الطيبة ونشكر للشيخ هذا التفسير الميسر لهذه السورة العظيمة
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى he thanked our Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Bazmul may Allah preserve him and the Sheikh mentioned an important point that us gathering here it was not for the purpose of praising one another for the actions of the Salafi this is what praises the individual and he thanked the Sheikh for the benefits that he mentioned from Surah Al-Asr and the Sheikh he mentioned that it is important that we love one another even if we do not see one another as long as a person is established upon the Sunnah if he was to come at the end of time and we do not see this person or know this individual, we love him for that which the individual is upon of the sunnah.
وفي هذه اللحظات نستمع وإياكم لتوجيه نافع بإذن الله تعالى من الشيخ الأستاذ عادل بن منصور الباشا أبي العباس فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا
The next speaker that will speak with a beneficial reminder by Allah's permission is our Sheikh عادل بن منصور الباشا أبو العباس حفظه الله تعالى
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه
The Sheikh began by praising Allah and beseeching Allah to send the salah and the salam upon the Prophet and his family and his companions.
أما بعد
As to what follows
أحمد الله الذي يسر لنا هذا اللقاء
I praise Allah the one who has made easy for us to have this gathering.
مع عدد من المشايخ
with a number of مشايخ
وعدد من إخواننا أهل السنة
and a number of our brothers from أهل السنة
من بلدان مختلفة
from different lands
جمعنا الله على دين واحد
Allah عز وجل has united us upon one religion
وفي هذا البلد الأمين
and in this safe land
مكة المكرمة
the honored Mecca
ورأينا ولله الحمد
And we have seen in the praises for Allah
ثمارا طيبة
good results
قدمت علينا
that have come to us
من أمريكا وكندا
from America, from Canada
ثمارا لأخينا الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرحمن العميسان
good fruits or results that has come from our brother
Sheikh Dr. Umaysan.
وأنا أتكلم وهو غير حاضر الآن.
And I'm speaking, he's not present right now.
حتى لا يقع علي تنبيهه السابق.
So that his alert does not fall upon us regarding that we have not come here to praise one another.
أننا لم نجتمع هنا ليزكي بعضنا بعضا.
That we have not come here to praise one another.
ولكن أقول الحمد لله.
But I say all of the praise is for Allah.
أننا رأينا ثمارا من دعوته.
We have seen the fruits of his call, his da'wah.
وكما قيل قديما.
And as it has been said from the times of old.
من ثمارهم تعرفونهم.
From their fruits, you know who they are.
فيعرف الفرق.
So you know the difference.
بين المشتغل بالدعوة إلى السنة.
Between the one who is busy with calling to the sunnah.
وتعليمها.
And teaching the sunnah.
ونشرها بين الناس.
And spreading the sunnah amongst the people.
وبين من هو مشتغل بغير ذلك.
And between the one who is busy with other than that.
فأحمد الله تعالى.
So I praise Allah, the Most High.
اجتمعنا مع اختلاف ألسنتنا.
We have come together even though we have different languages.
وتعدد واختلاف بلداننا. أوطاننا.
نعم. And we have come together although our lands are in different times.
جمعنا الله على هذه السنة وهذا الدين.
Allah Azza wa Jal, He has gathered us together upon the Sunnah, upon this religion.
فالسنة
the Sunnah
هي فوق هي قبل الزمن الموجود.
It is before the time.
وقبل أوطاننا.
And before the lands.
هي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is the guidance of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقد أوصى الشيخان
the two sheikhs, they have given the advice
بوصايا عظيمة.
With great advice, great. No.
علينا الانتفاع بها.
Upon us is to benefit from the advice.
فليس المهم.
It is not important.
كثرة ما نقول أو نقرأ.
The abundance of that which we say or the abundance of that which we read.
إنما المهم مقدار الانتفاع.
That which is important is the amount of how much we benefit.
وإلا فمن لم ينتفع بعلمه.
If it's not that, then whoever does not benefit from his knowledge,
لم تزيده كثرة الكتب,
then having an abundance of books would not increase him.
ولا كثرة ما يسمع,
nor that which he hears in abundance will increase him.
إلا حيرة وضلالا,
except in misguidance.
وكان ذلك حجة عليه.
And these affairs would be a proof against him.
ثم أحب أن أنبه.
And I want to bring to your attention
أنه جرى في كلمة الشيخ الأستاذ الدكتور أحمد بازمول
that it has come in the speech of the noble sheikh, the teacher, Sheikh Ahmed Bazmul
حفظه الله ورعاه وسدده
May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him and take good care of him and protect him from falling into wrong
ورفع قدره في الدارين في الدنيا والآخرة.
And may Allah Azza wa Jal raise his status in both abodes in the life of this world as well as in the hereafter.
جاء في كلمته.
نعم, it has come in his speech.
أن السلفي مهما فعلوا معه فإنه لا يؤذى. أن السلفي لا يؤذى.
That the Salafi is not to be harmed.
ولعله أراد وفقه الله.
And perhaps what he intended by this.
أنهم وإن آذوا السلفين
وإن
آذى أهل البدع السلفين
نعم that even if the people of innovation they harm the Salafi
فإنهم لن يضروه
that they will never be able to actually harm him
فالإذاء ثابت
so the harm that comes from these people this is established
والضر منفي
But the matter of them actually being harmed, this is something that is negated.
قال الله عز وجل
Allah عز وجل, He stated
لن يضروكم إلا أذى
that they will not be able to harm you.
وقال الله
they will never be able to harm you.
وقال الله عز وجل في الحديث القدسي
And Allah عز وجل, He said in the الحديث القدسي
يؤذيني ابن آدم
that the son of Adam, he annoys him.
وقال الله عز وجل
And Allah Azza wa Jal, He stated,
الذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا.
Those who harm the believing men and the believing women with nothing that they have earned from themselves.
فقد احتملوا بهتانا.
These individuals, they have carried the falsehood.
وإثما مبينا.
And they have a clear sin upon them.
فأهل الباطل جادون.
So the
مجتهدون.
The people of falsehood, they strive hard.
في إيذاء أهل السنة.
To harm the people of the Sunnah.
بالأقوال والأفعال.
With statements and actions.
فلذلك وجب على العبد الصبر.
So for this reason it is obligatory upon the servant to have patience.
قال الله تعالى.
Allah the Most High, He stated.
كما في وصايا لقمان.
That as has come in the advice of Luqman.
لابنه.
To his son.
وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر.
Command the right and forbid the wrong.
واصبر على ما أصابك.
And be patient upon that which afflicts you.
وقال الله تعالى.
And Allah the Most High, He stated.
إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا.
Indeed, we have revealed the Quran upon you.
فاصبر لحكم ربك.
Therefore, be patient with the commandment of your Lord.
فذكر الصبر.
So Allah, He mentioned patience.
عقب ذكره تنزيل الكتاب.
After Him mentioning that He sent down the book.
لأنه يحتاج إلى صبر.
Because the person is in need of patience when it comes to the revelation.
هكذا شيخ أحمد ولا عندك تنبيه آخر على هذا اللي ذكرته؟ كنت مشغولا.
لا هو كلام صحيح إنه المراد إنه لن يضره.
لن يضره. جزاك الله خير.
The Sheikh says that. Sheikh Ahmed says that. What Sheikh Adil Mansour is mentioning, this is correct. That even though the people of falsehood they try to harm the people of the Sunnah, they will never be able to actually harm them.
وبما أن الشيخين قد سبق لذكر سورة العصر.
So being that the two sheikhs they preceded in mentioning Surah Al-Asr.
فصار المتحدث بعدهما متبع لهما.
So the one who's going to speak after them is going to follow them.
ويسلك مسلكهما.
And he's going to traverse upon their path.
فأحب أن أنبه على أمرين اثنين.
I want to bring to your intention two matters.
الأمر الأول.
The first matter.
قول الله تعالى والعصر.
The statement of Allah, the Most High, I swear by the time.
ذكر الشيخ أحمد حفظه الله.
He says, Sheikh Ahmed, may Allah preserve him, he stated.
معنيين للعصر.
Two meanings for العصر or the time.
قيل هو الزمان والدهر.
He said it is the time.
وقيل هو وقت العصر المعروف.
Or the known time of عصر.
وقيل المراد به صلاة العصر نفسها.
Also it has been stated what is intended is the عصر prayer itself.
فهي الصلاة الوسطى.
Because it is the middle prayer.
قال الله تعالى
Allah the Most High, He stated
حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى.
Preserve the prayers, especially the middle prayer.
وصحة الأحاديث بأنها صلاة العصر.
And the narrations are authentic that the middle prayer is صلاة العصر.
وهي أحد البردين.
And it is one of the two cool ones.
وفي الصحيحين قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم
And the two collections of authentic narration, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated
من صلى البردين دخل الجنة.
That whoever prays the two cool ones enters into the paradise.
والبردان العصر والفجر.
And what is meant by this is صلاة العصر and صلاة الفجر.
وفضائل صلاة العصر صلاة وفضائل صلاة العصر كثيرة.
And the virtues of صلاة العصر are many.
وقيل
And it has been stated
أن العصر الذي أقسم الله به هنا
That the time that Allah Azza wa Jal has swore by is here.
هو عصر الصحابة وزمانهم.
Is the time of the صحابة
وزمانهم.
Okay.
هو هو نحن اليوم تعلمنا معك المترادفات وإضاء كلمة بدل كلمة اشتغل علينا اليوم جزاه الله خيرا طيب فيكون من المعاني لهذه الكلمة
So from the meanings of these words or this word
أن الله عز وجل أقسم بعصر الصحابة
That Allah He swore by the time of the صحابة
فهم خير هذه الأمة
They are the best of this nation
كما في الحديث في الصحيحين علي بن مسعود
As has come in the two authentic collections of hadith on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم
That the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated
خير الناس قرني
That the best of the people is my generation
ثم الذين يلونهم
And then those who follow
ثم الذين يلونهم
And then those who follow
وصح في فضائل الصحابة نصوص كثيرة.
And there are many texts that have come that are authentic regarding the virtues of the companions.
من الأحاديث النبوية.
from the prophetic narrations.
وجاء في فضلهم آيات كثيرة.
And there has come many verses in the Quran regarding the virtues of the companions.
يجب على المسلم أن يتعلم ذلك.
It is obligatory upon the Muslim to learn these texts.
وأن يعرف للصحابة حقهم.
And that he knows the rights of the Sahaba.
وفضلهم.
And their virtue.
وتفاضلهم.
And the virtue that they have amongst one another, one over another.
وأن يمسك لسانه عنهم إلا بالجميل.
And that a person he restrains his tongue except in the manner of beauty. He only speaks good about them.
وأن يكون قلبه سليما لهم كلهم.
And his heart is free of any malice towards all of them.
وأن لا يذكر أحدا من الصحابة إلا بخير.
And that he does not mention anyone from amongst the companions except in a good manner.
وأن يتقرب إلى الله بحبهم.
And that he seeks nearness to Allah by way of loving them.
وأن يتبعهم.
And that he follows them.
وهذه مهمة.
And this is what is important right here.
فمن الناس من يقرر حق الصحابة.
From amongst the people are those who mention and establish the rights of the companion.
ويعادي ويتكلم على من يطعن فيهم.
And this individual shows enmity towards those who speak ill of the Sahaba.
لكنه لا يتبعهم ولا يقتدي بهم.
However, at the same time, this individual does not follow the Sahaba. He does not emulate them.
وقد ذكر أصل الاقتداء بهم.
He has mentioned the origin of emulating them.
عدد من الأئمة.
Or a number of scholars have mentioned the origin of emulating them.
منهم الإمام أحمد في أصول السنة.
From them, Imam Ahmad and the foundations of the Sunnah.
وابتدأ به قبل كل شيء.
And he began with this before mentioning anything.
فقال أصول السنة عندنا.
He stated in his book, "The foundations of the Sunnah with us."
التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Holding on to that which the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon.
والاقتداء بهم.
And following them.
هذا هو الأصل الفارق.
This is the decisive foundation.
بين أهل السنة.
Which separates between the people of the Sunnah.
وغيرهم.
And other than them.
فلا بد من معرفة فقههم.
So it is a must that we have knowledge of their understanding.
وواجب علينا وفرض.
And that which is mandated and obligatory upon us.
أن نتبع سبيلهم.
That we follow their path.
وأن نفهم القرآن والسنة كما فهموه.
And that we understand the Quran and the Sunnah the way they understood the Quran and the Sunnah.
وأن نجعلهم قدوة لنا.
And that we make them an example for us.
وقد روى أبو إسماعيل الهروي في ذم الكلام.
إسماعيل الهروي he mentioned in his book the dispraise of theological rhetoric.
عن الشعبي رحمه الله.
On الشعبي may Allah have mercy upon him.
أنه سئل عن مسألة.
He was asked about a matter.
فقال.
He stated.
أفتى فيها صاحب رسول الله بكذا.
He said. That a companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the verdict of such and such regarding this matter.
فقال له السائل,
so the questioner he stated,
أتقول بهذا?
Do you say this also?
فقال ما أحوجك?
He,
no. إنك لتحتاج. تريد.
أيوة أكمل.
ها جيد. إلى أن يبرك على صدرك. ويقرأ وتقرأ عليك سورة البقرة.
أيوة أيوة.
يقعد.
He says, indeed, you are in need of someone to sit on your chest and recite over you Surah Al-Baqarah.
أي هل أنت مجنون?
Meaning, are you someone who is insane?
كيف لا أخذ بقول صاحب رسول الله?
How am I not going to take the statement of the companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم?
وتقول هل تأخذ به أم لا?
And are you going to say to me, or do you take his the statement of the companion or not?
فقول الصحابي
the statement of the companion
نفهم به القرآن والسنة
by way of the statement of the companion we understand the Quran and the Sunnah.
أما إذا خالف قول الصحابي الحديث
as for if the statement of the companion opposes the narration
وخالفه صحابي آخر
and then there's another companion that opposed that companion
فهنا نأخذ بأرجح القولين
then we take the strongest of the two statements.
أما إذا لم يخالف
However, if this companion was not opposed by another companion,
فإن قوله وفعله,
then his statement and his action
مما نستعين به على فهم القرآن والسنة,
is that which we use as an aid to help us understand the Quran and the Sunnah.
فلزوم طريقتهم فرض على الأمة.
So holding to their path is an obligation upon the ummah.
فنحتاج إلى تعلمها.
So we are in need of learning it.
وإلى معرفة كيف كانوا.
And we are in need to learn how they used to be.
وهذا يحتاج إلى جهد.
And this is in need of giving, putting forth effort.
وإلى بذل.
And sacrifice.
من الوقت.
From sacrificing your time.
لتعلم ما كانوا عليه.
To learn that which they were upon.
التنبيه الثاني أو الأمر الثاني.
The second matter I want to bring to your attention.
قول الله عز وجل.
The statement of Allah عز وجل.
وتواصوا بالحق.
That they encourage and cooperate with one another upon the truth.
تواصوا في العربية.
The meaning of تواصوا in the Arabic language.
صيغة تدل على الاشتراك من الطرفين.
It is speech that indicates that there are two parties that are involved in this affair.
وسأجعل وسأضرب لك مثلا.
I'm going to give you an example.
إذا ضرب زيد أحد آخر قال ضربه.
If Zayd beats someone else, it's stated Zayd beat ضربه. He beat the person. He hit the person.
أما إذا تبادل الضرب فيقال تضاربا.
But as for if they were beating one another, it is stated تضاربا, meaning they fought or they beat one another.
فتواصوا بالحق.
So the mutual cooperation upon the truth.
أن يوصي بعضهم بعضا.
Meaning that they advise one another.
لأن الحق أكبر من الجميع.
Because the truth is greater than all of us.
فلا يوجد أحد أكبر من الحق.
There is no one who is greater than the truth.
فالصغير قد يوصي الكبير بالحق.
The younger can advise the elder with the truth.
والمفضول يوصي الفاضل.
And the one who has lesser virtue can advise the one who has more virtue.
والعكس هو الجاد المسلوك أيضا.
And the opposite is also the same.
والتلميذ يوصي الشيخ.
And the pupil can advise the sheikh.
والشيخ يوصي التلميذ.
And the sheikh he advises the pupil.
لأن الحق هو القديم هو الأسبق.
Because the truth it is what is old, the truth is what preceded.
ولهذا في رسالة عمر لأبي موسى الأشعري.
So for this in the letter that Umar he sent to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari.
ولشيخنا أحمد بازمول حفظه الله.
And for our Sheikh Ahmed Bazmoul, may Allah preserve him.
رسالة في تخريجها بطرقها.
He has a treatise where he studied this actual narration and went over the different routes and chains of this narration.
وشرحها.
And he explained this narration.
فإسنادها صحيح.
The chain of narration is authentic.
وكان مما قاله عمر لأبي موسى رضي الله عنهما.
From that which Umar he said to Abi Musa, may Allah be pleased with them both.
ولا يمنعنك قضاء قضيته بالأمس.
Do not allow a judgment that you have given yesterday.
تبين لك بطلانه أو خطأه.
And then it has become clear to you that the judgment you gave yesterday is false.
أن ترجع عنه.
Don't allow this to prevent you from retracting from this judgment you have given.
فإن الحق قديم.
Because the truth is old.
فالحق هو المقدم.
So the truth is that which is given precedence.
ولا يتحقق التواصي بالحق.
And mutually cooperating with one another is not actualized until
إلا بعلم
except with knowledge.
تميز به بين الحق والباطل.
Because the knowledge is what a person uses to distinguish between the truth and falsehood.
الحق في الاعتقاد.
The truth in the matter of creed.
والحق في العبادة.
The truth in the matter of worship.
والحق في معاملة الخلق.
And the truth when it comes to dealing with the creation.
فلهم حقوق.
The creation they have rights.
فللرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حق.
The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم he has a right.
ولسنته حق.
And his sunnah has a right.
وللصحابة حق.
The companions they have a right.
ولولاة أمرك حق.
And for the Muslim rulers they have rights.
وللعالم حق.
And for the scholar he has a right.
كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated.
ليس منا.
نعم.
من لم يرحم صغيرنا.
Whoever does not have mercy upon our youth, he is not from us.
ويوقر كبيرنا.
And whoever does not have respect from our elders is not from us.
ويعرف لعالمنا حقه.
And the one who does not know the right of our scholar, he is also not from us.
دعونا نأخذ حق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثالا.
So leave us to take an example in relation to the right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بسبب الجهل والبدع.
Due to the
reason of ignorance and innovation.
فعل كثير من الناس إما شرك وإما بدعة.
Many from amongst the people, they have done either polytheism or either innovation in the religion.
ويزعمون أن هذا من حق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And they claim that this is from the rights of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فمنهم من يستغيث به.
So from amongst them, those who seek relief from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ومنهم من يشد الرحال إلى قبره.
And from amongst them are those who gather up their things to travel to the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ومنهم من يقيم الموالد.
And from amongst them those who establish the celebration of the Prophet's birthday.
فإذا سألته لماذا؟
If you ask this person, why are you doing this?
يقول هذا من حق رسول الله علينا.
They say this is from the right of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم upon us.
ويتهمون من لم يفعل ذلك.
And whoever does not do this, they accuse this person.
بأنه لا يقوم بحق النبي.
That this individual has not established the right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأنه يتنقص الأنبياء.
And that this individual, he is belittling the prophets.
لماذا فعلوا ذلك؟
Why did they do this?
لأنهم جعلوا ما ليس من الحق حقا.
Because they made that which is not from the truth to be from the truth.
بل جعلوا ما هو من الباطل حقا.
Rather they have made that which is from falsehood to be the truth itself.
فالدعاء إنما يدعى الله وحده لا شريك له.
So الدعاء is that Allah عز وجل is to be called upon alone. There is no partners for him.
وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم.
And your Lord has said, call upon me and I will certainly answer you.
وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا.
And that the places of worship or the masajid are for Allah, so do not call upon anyone along with Allah.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stated.
الدعاء هو العبادة.
That dua itself, it is the worship.
فكيف تجعله من حق رسول الله؟
So how can a person, or how can you make this from the right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
وهو من الشرك أن تدعو غير الله.
And it is from the matters of polytheism that you call upon other than Allah.
كيف تفعل بدعة المولد؟
How can you do the act of innovation from the celebration of the Prophet's birthday؟
وتدعي أن هذا من حق رسول الله.
And then you claim that this is from the rights of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهو لم يعلمه ولم يفعله الصحابة ولا التابعون.
وهو
لم يفعله الصحابة ولا التابعون.
And this was not known and this was not done by the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذن قبل التواصي بالحق.
So before there is mutual cooperation upon the truth.
لابد من تمييز.
It is a must that there is distinguishment.
ونحن في استراحة اليوم اسمها التميز.
And he says we are here in this gathering which is called تميز, meaning that which distinguishes or
لابد من لابد من التمييز بين ما هو من الحق وما ليس من الحق.
The Sheikh, he says it is a must that there be distinguishment between that which is the truth and that which is not the truth.
في العلوم.
In the matters of knowledge.
وفي حقوق العباد.
In the matters of the rights of the servant.
وفي العبادات.
In the matters of worship.
وفي غير ذلك.
And other than that.
وهكذا تعال إلى حق العالم.
وهكذا.
كم يعني.
أيوة. Now this is how, and now we're getting to the right of the scholar.
فالعالم له حق.
He says the scholar, he has a right.
ولكن أدخل بعض الناس من قديم الزمان.
He says, however, from a long time ago, some of the people they enter into this matter.
أمورا في التعامل مع العالم.
Matters in relation to how we interact with the scholar.
وجعلوها من حقه.
And they made it from the rights of the scholars.
وهي ليست من حقه.
But in reality, it is not from the right of the scholar.
بل هي مسلوبة. مأخوذة.
But it is taken.
إما أن تكون من حق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خاصة.
Either it is from that which is from the specific right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإما أن تكون من حق ولاة الأمر.
Or is from the right of the Muslim rulers.
الحاكم المسلم الأمير.
The Muslim ruler who was the leader over the Muslims.
فلا يصرف للعالم. فلا يعطى العالم حق غيره.
So the scholar is not to be given the rights that is for someone else.
لا يعطى العالم حق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الطاعة المطلقة.
The scholar is not to be given the right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of unrestricted obedience.
ولا في أخذ قوله بغير حجة.
Nor the taking of his statement without proof.
ولا في ادعاء العصمة له.
Or the claim of infallibility.
سواء ادعيتها بقولك.
سواء.
يعني ادعيتها بقولك أن تقول هو معصوم.
Either
way,
whether or not you are the one who claimed that the person doesn't.
Afwan.
نعم. Whether you claim this by your tongue.
أو بحالك وأفعالك.
Or by your actions, this is what you're saying, although you do not say it with your speech.
فقد ذكر شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, he stated.
في رسالته.
In his treatise.
شرح الحديث. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي.
The explanation of the hadith. Oh Allah, indeed I have wronged myself.
أن من الناس الذين يغلون في المشايخ وأهل العلم.
That from amongst the people are those who go to the extremities when it comes to the scholars, people of knowledge.
منهم من يقول هو معصوم أو محفوظ.
From amongst them those who say that the scholar he is free from error or he is protected from falling into error.
أي لا يقع منه الخطأ ولا الزلل.
That no mistake or slipping can come from him.
قال ومنهم من لا يقول ذلك قولا.
And you have from amongst them those who do not say this verbally.
ولكنه يعامله معاملة المعصوم.
However, you find this individual, he interacts with the scholar as if the scholar is infallible. He doesn't fall into any mistakes.
وأضرب مثالا لما هو من حق الحاكم.
And I'm going to give an example of that which is from the right of the Muslim ruler.
فلا يجوز أن يجعل حقا للعالم.
That which is not permissible to give to the scholar or make from the rights of the scholar.
البيعة.
The بيعة, the pledge of allegiance.
والسمع والطاعة.
And hearing and obeying.
النصيحة في السر.
Or that the advice has to be done privately.
كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated.
من كان له نصيحة لذي سلطان.
That whoever has an advice for the ruler.
فلا يبديها علانية.
He should not give it publicly.
ومثل أي من حقوقه.
And also from the right حقوق من العالم.
الحاكم.
الحاكم. And also from the rights of the scholar of the Muslim ruler.
الصبر على ظلمه.
Being patient upon the oppression that comes from the Muslim ruler.
اسمع وأطع كما في الحديث.
As it has come in the hadith, hear and obey the Muslim ruler.
وإن ضرب ظهرك وأخذ مالك.
Even if he beats your back and takes your wealth.
هذا الحق لا يعطى لعالم.
This is a right that is not to be given to the scholar.
وكذلك السمع والطاعة.
Likewise, the matter of hearing and obeying.
ولي الأمر.
The Muslim ruler.
إذا أمر بشيء.
If he commands with a matter.
وجب عليك طاعته.
It is obligatory for you to obey the Muslim rule.
ما لم يكن معصية.
As long as it is not an act of disobedience.
المباح.
As for that which is permissible.
إذا أمرك به ولي الأمر.
If the Muslim ruler commands you with that which is permissible.
أصبح واجبا عليك.
It becomes an obligation upon you.
أما العالم.
As for the scholar.
لا يصير أمره يرقي المباح إلى الواجب.
That his command in relation to that which is permissible, it does not become an obligation upon you.
كذلك من حقوق الحاكم.
Likewise, from the rights of the Muslim ruler.
التزام أنظمته وقوانينه.
Holding on to the rules and the regulations that the Muslim ruler has established.
في ترتيب أمور الدعوة إلى الله.
And when it comes to the arrangements of the affairs of giving da'wah to Allah.
فمثلا ولاة الأمر في هذه البلاد.
As an example, the Muslim ruler in this land and those in authority here.
هناك وزارة مستقلة بهذه الأمور, وزارة الشؤون الإسلامية.
You have the Ministry of the Islamic Affairs.
فإذا أراد الشيخ رزيق أو الشيخ أحمد بازمول.
If Sheikh Ruzayq or Sheikh Ahmed Bazmul, they want to.
إقامة دورة علمية.
They want to establish a knowledge-based seminar.
في المساجد.
In the masajid.
يقدم خطابا إلى الدولة حتى يأذن له.
They have to put forth a request to the government in order to receive permission.
فإذا أذنوا له أقام الدورة.
If the permission is given, then the seminar is established.
وإذا لم يأذنوا له لم يقم الدورة وأطاع ولاة أمره.
If the permission is not given, then the seminar is not established out of obedience to the Muslim ruler.
هذا حق من حقوق ولي الأمر والدولة.
This is a right from the rights of the Muslim ruler and the Muslim government.
فلا يقال.
It is not to be said.
لا يجوز لك أن تقيم دورة حتى يأذن لك الشيخ فلان.
That is not permissible for you to give a knowledge-based seminar until Sheikh so-and-so gives you the permission.
أو مدير المسجد الفلاني كما في بعض البلدان.
The mudir of the masjid so-and-so as has come in some of the lands that you cannot give a dawra unless the mudir gives you the permission.
كذلك من حقوق الحاكم.
Likewise from the rights of the Muslim ruler.
أمور الجهاد.
the matters that are connected to jihad.
أهل السنة يعتقدون.
أهل السنة they believe.
ويقررون في كتبهم.
And they establish in their books.
أن أمور الجهاد إلى ولي الأمر.
That the matters that are connected to jihad return back to the Muslim ruler.
فالعالم نفسه يرجع إلى ولي الأمر.
The scholar himself is to return back to the Muslim ruler.
فلا يفتي بقتال دون أن يراجع ولي أمره.
He is not to give a religious verdict for fighting except that he returns back to the Muslim ruler first.
بل هو بنفسه لا يذهب لقتال دون أن يراجع ولي أمره.
Rather he himself does not go to embark upon the battle except that he returns back to the Muslim ruler.
لو أن الإمام الشافعي اليوم موجود.
If Imam al-Shafi'i was present today and alive today.
وجاء يدعو أبناء هذه البلاد.
And
يدعو
and then he starts to call the children of this country
للجهاد والقتال.
He Imam al-Shafi'i, he's calling the children to go and partake and participate in jihad
في هذا البلد أو في خارج البلاد.
In this land or outside of this land.
نقول له لا طاعة لك.
We will say to Imam al-Shafi'i, there's no obedience to you in this matter.
لأن هذا الأمر موكول إلى الحاكم ولي أمرنا.
Because this matter is entrusted to the Muslim ruler, to the Muslim authorities here.
ونعين الدولة عليه وتلقي القبضة عليه.
And we will aid the government against him and aid in him being apprehended.
لأن الجهاد من حق ولي الأمر.
Because the matter of jihad is from the rights of the Muslim ruler.
ومن مهماته هو.
And from the most important matters that are connected to the Muslim ruler.
ومثله.
And the likes of it.
ما يتعلق بإقامة الحدود.
That which is connected to the establishment of the prescribed punishment.
والتعزيرات.
And the punishments that are for those punishments that for those crimes that don't have specific prescribed punishments.
مثل قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الزاني البكر.
Similar to the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding the virgin who commits illegal sexual intercourse, or the one who has not been married who commits illegal sexual intercourse.
يجلد مئة ويغرب عام.
That he is to be lashed 100 lashes and banished from the land for a year.
فيأمره ولي الأمر بأن ينتقل من مدينة إلى بلد آخر.
So the Muslim ruler commands the individual to leave from the city he is in and go to another land.
وجدت في بعض البلدان الإسلامية.
And I have found in some of the Muslim lands.
غير الناطقين بالعربية.
Those that do not speak with the Arabic language.
أن من يسمي نفسه مدرسا.
One who calls himself a teacher.
وعنده مسجد ومركز للدروس.
And he has a masjid or a center to give classes.
يأمر بعض طلاب العلم.
He commands some of the students of knowledge.
أن يخرج من بيته وبلده لينتقل إلى بلد آخر بالقوة.
To leave from his house and go to another house with force.
وإذا لم يطعه سيحذر منه.
And if he does not obey him, or meaning the student of knowledge does not obey this individual, he's going to warn against him.
وسيرفع أمره إلى المشايخ ليحذر منه.
And he's going to raise his matter up into the مشايخ so that the مشايخ can now warn against this individual who didn't listen to him.
هذا مدرس فقط أم صار أميرا؟
He says this person is just a teacher or has he become like a ruler or a commander?
فعلينا أن نحذر وننتبه.
He says it's upon us to be aware and take caution.
فهناك كذلك وأختم بهذا.
He says also there's a matter I'm going to end with this.
العلاقات الدولية بين الدول.
The connection that are between the different governments.
والعهود.
And the covenants that are between the different governments.
وما يتبع ذلك.
And that which follows behind that.
هذا من حق الحاكم.
This is from the right of the Muslim ruler.
هو المسؤول عنه.
He is the one who is responsible for this matter.
لا يجوز لعالم ولا لغير أن يأخذ هذا الحق.
It is not permissible for the scholar other than the scholar to take this right away from the Muslim ruler.
فرأينا مثالين.
We have seen two examples.
فيما يظن أنه من الحقوق وليس من الحقوق.
That which is thought it is from the rights but it's not from the rights.
ففعل الشرك والبدعة ليس من حق رسول الله أبدا.
The matter of shirk and bid'ah is never from the rights of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بل رسول الله يغضب من ذلك.
Rather the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم he is angry with these type of affairs.
وهذا الموضوع طويل.
وهذا
الموضوع الأمر.
And this is a long discussion here.
فلا بد من علم نميز به.
So it is a must that we have knowledge that we use to distinguish between the affairs.
بين ما هو من الحق وما ليس كذلك.
Between that which is from the truth and that which is not the truth.
حتى نتواصى به بيننا.
So that we can mutually cooperate with one another upon the truth.
ونتمسك به حتى نموت.
And that we can hold on to it until we die.
صلى الله عليه وسلم على نبينا محمد.
And may the salah and salam be upon the Prophet.
جزاك الله خير.
جزا الله الشيخ أبي العباس عادل بن منصور الباشا على هذه الكلمات الطيبات الذي أثر الله عز وجل أن يجعلها في ميزان حسناته وأن يبارك لنا جميعا فيما سمعنا. ونشكر جميع المشايخ على هذه الكلمات وعلى هذه التوجيهات لإخوانهم وطلابهم، ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلها في موازين حسناتهم جميعا وأن ينفع بها القائل والسامع. إنه جواد كريم ورب غفور رحيم. وأيضا يعني الجميع
تفضل. جزاك الله خيرا. أننا ندعو الله عز وجل أن يبارك لأخينا فيما وهب له. ونحن في هذا الاجتماع نحن في عقيقة الأخ حفظه الله تعالى إلياس، وأسأل الله أن يبارك له ويصلح لنا ولكم وله الذرية.
آمين يا رب.
نعم شيخ ميسان حفظه الله تعالى. He asked Allah Azza wa Jal to bless Sheikh Adil Mansour and place that which he has mentioned in his scales of good. And he also thanked all of the mashaykh who attended, and that Allah Azza wa Jal bless them for that which they have given of good words and place it upon their scales of good. And Sheikh Adil Mansour, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he asked Allah Azza wa Jal to bless our brother Ilyas, for this is his aqiqah. Naam, Jazakumullah Khairan. And again, we thank you all for your attendance. Barakallahu fiqh. The food is present.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. أما بعد، يسعدنا ويشرفنا في هذه الليلة المباركة بإذن الله تعالى، ليلة الجمعة 18 من شهر شعبان من سنة 39 بعد 400 من هجرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يسعدنا في هذا المكان في مكة المكرمة وبين يدي مشايخ فضلاء وعلى رأسهم الشيخ رزيق القرشي حفظه الله تعالى، والشيخ الدكتور أحمد بازمول، والشيخ أبي العباس عادل بن منصور الباشا، وكذلك الدكتور أحمد بن حمد جيلان، وجميع المشايخ طلاب العلم في هذا المكان المبارك، فحياهم الله جميعا وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. ونشكر المشايخ على مجيئهم مع ضيق وقتهم، فجزاهم الله عنا خيرا. ونبدأ بإذن الله كلمة نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الجميع لشيخنا وأستاذنا الشيخ رزيق القرشي حفظه الله تعالى، فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
الشيخ Abdurrahman Urmaysan, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he began by praising Allah and beseeching Allah to bestow the salah and the salam upon the best of the prophets and messengers, his family and followers. And he mentioned that it pleases us and we are honored to gather here together on the 18th night of Sha'ban, the night of Jumu'ah,
And we have some honored guests here, the likes of Sheikh Ruzaiq Al-Qurashi, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him, and Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Bazmul, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him, and we have Sheikh Adel Mansour, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him, and we also have Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Jailan, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him. And we also welcome all of those who have come in attendance from the students of knowledge and those who are here in attendance. And we thank the Mashaykh who have come out, especially with their schedules being tight and busy. And we will begin with a kalima or a word from our teacher and Sheikh, Sheikh Ruzaiq Al-Qurashi, Hafidhullah Ta'ala.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، في هذه المناسبة الطيبة الغالية، عند أخينا إلياس جزاه الله خيرا، وفي هذا الجمع الطيب المبارك الذي نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعله جمعا مباركا، وأن ينفعنا جميعا بما نقول وما نسمع. ففي الحقيقة الإخوة قدموني أتكلم لا لعلم زائد عندي عن المشايخ الفضلاء الذين سمعتم بأسمائهم من فضيلة الدكتور عبد الرحمن العميسان جزاه الله خيرا، وإنما لكبر سني، أنا قد أكون أكبر سنا من ما في المجلس، وأسأل الله جل وعلا أن يوفقنا جميعا لما يحب ويرضى. في الحقيقة نحن في زمن كثرت فيه الإحن وتلاطمت فيه أمواج الفتن، فلا شك ولا ريب أن مثل هذه المجالس التي يذكر فيها الله عز وجل وتذكر فيها سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويذكر فيها أحوال المسلمين في هذا الزمن ويذكر الناس بأن ليس لهم طريق وليس لهم سبيل إلى النجاة من الفتن إلا بمثل هذه المدارسات وبمثل هذه الجلسات
وبمثل هذه المذاكرات في كتاب الله وفي سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وما كان عليه سلف هذه الأمة. فلذلك أيها الأحبة، من الضرورة جدا والحاجة الملحة لجميع إخواننا في كل مكان أن يتقاربوا ويتآلفوا ويتناصحوا ويتآمرون بالمعروف ويتناهون عن المنكر ويذكر بعضهم بعضا. حتى يبقى النهج السلفي الذي كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واضحا ومبينا للناس. ولذلك الناظر والمتأمل في قول الصحابي لأخيه هيا بنا نؤمن ساعة دليل على أنهم يعتبرون أن الجلوس والمذاكرة من الأمور التي ترفع الإيمان ومن الأمور التي تزيد في البيان للإنسان ووضوح هذا الدين. ولذلك أهل السنة ولله الحمد منذ عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إلى هذا اليوم، وهذا هو ديدنهم، التذكير والتدريس والمراجعة والمناصحة والمذاكرة لكل ما يحتاجون. فهذه المجالس مجالس الذكر عند أهل السنة ولله الحمد والمنة تأتيها وتغشاها الملائكة ويذكرها الله عز وجل ويتباهى بها. فلذلك من الضروري اللقاءات ومن الضروري الجلسات، وخاصة إذا كانت مع مثل المشايخ الذين ذكر أخونا الشيخ عبد الرحمن ولله الحمد وغيرهم من مشايخ أهل السنة الداعين للمنهج السلفي. أمر ضروري جدا نذكر أصحابنا وإخواننا جزاهم الله خيرا بهذا دائما. ولا يظن إنسان أنه وفق وهدي إلى هذا المنهج السلفي وإلى هذه العقيدة السلفية وبدأ يدعو إليها ويذكر الناس في المجالس بها ويعلم الناس هذا الدين الصحيح وأنه سيسلم من الأذى أبدا. ولذلك عندما تتأمل وتتدبر سورة واحدة في القرآن تجد أن الله عز وجل ذكر هذا. تأمل حين أن تقرأ سورة العصر بماذا بدأ الله سبحانه وتعالى. بدأ الله في هذه السورة بذكر الإيمان، ثم ذكر العمل الصالح، ثم ذكر الدعوة الحق وبيانه، ثم ذكر الصبر. وهذا يدل على أن من قام بهذه الأمور
ودعا إلى الإيمان ودعا إلى العمل الصالح وأصبح يبين للناس الحق فإنه سيؤذى. إذن فلا بد أن يصبر، ولذلك الصبر منهج الأنبياء، والصبر أمر به الأنبياء وغيرهم من باب أولى. فلذلك قال الله عز وجل: فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل. وهذا دليل على أن الرسل عودوا ولم يسلموا من الأذى، ولم يسلموا من 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 من, من ال 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 الرمي بالألقاب، ومع ذلك لابد أن تتأسى بهم في عقيدتهم وفي دعوتهم وفي عبادتهم، وتتأسى بهم في صبرهم. هذا هو طريق السلفي، هذا هو طريق السلفي الذي لابد أن يكون عليه. ولذلك انظر وتدبر واقرأ في سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وماذا حصل له، وتأسى به. فلذلك التأسي بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس فقط في أمر معين مما جاء به، لا، وإنما تتأسى بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل ما جاء به وفي كل ما حصل له أن تصبر. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. لا بد أن نتأسى بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذه دعوة ربانية، دعوة قائمة على الوحي، دعوة قائمة على الدين الصحيح الذي جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأوذي في سبيلها وأوذي أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فمن هنا نقول يجب على السلفي أن يكون متأسي بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ثم بعد ذلك يجب أن يكون عند السلفي من العلم بهذا الدين، ومن العلم بسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومن العلم بأحوال أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، والقراءة في سيرهم وفي صبرهم على هذا الدين. لابد أن للسلفي أن يكون كذلك حتى يكون قويا في دعوته، قويا في دعوته. لا أريد أن أطيل، وإنما هذا تذكير أذكر به أصحابي وأنا في حاجة أيضا وأولى. فأسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا وإياكم جميعا، وأن يثبتنا وإياكم على الحق حتى نلقى الله عز وجل، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
جزا الله فضيلة الشيخ الأستاذ رزيق القرشي على هذه الكلمة المباركة النافعة، وإلى ترجمتها حفظكم الله.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى، الشيخ رزيق القرشي، he began with خطبة الحاجة, the sermon of need, and he said that in this suitable gathering or situation we are with our brothers, and the Sheikh, he thanked our brother Ilyas and made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this group a blessed and good group, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in that which we say and we hear tonight. And the Sheikh, he mentioned that truly him beginning and starting off the talks is only due to him being the elder one in age, and not that he has more knowledge than these virtuous sheikhs that are sitting here, the likes of Dr. Umaysan and the others. Sheikh, he said that. He says, nah, and he mentioned Sheikh Ahmed, Hafidhullah, he mentioned everyone. He said, I'm the oldest here, so this is why I began with the speech.
And he asks that Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the success to do that which he loves and is pleased with. The Shaykh, he says, there's no doubt that we are living in the times of trials and tribulations. And the waves of trials and tribulations are present. And the likes of these sittings, in which Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned, and the Sunnah is mentioned, and the condition of the Muslims is mentioned, the people are reminded that there is no path to salvation and being safe from the trials and tribulations, except that we gather together and we study these affairs and remind one another of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of the Salaf and that which they were upon. So for this, O my beloved brothers, it is a necessity that we have these type of gatherings. And it is a need for all of our brothers that we have these gatherings. And it is upon the brothers in every place that they have a closeness with one another. And they have brotherhood with one another. And they advise one another. And they cooperate with one another upon that which is good. And they command one another to leave off that which is evil. And they remind one another of Allah. So that the methodology of the Salaf remains clear for the people, that which the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in were upon. Also the Shaykh, he mentions that when we gather together, this is similar to that which the Sahaba they did when they would say to one another, let's gather together and believe for an hour. So we contemplate over this statement. And this shows that the Sahaba, they believed that these type of gatherings increase a person in faith. And these type of gatherings increase a person regarding clarity in the religion. And the people of the Sunnah, from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam up until our day and time, we go over these affairs, the affairs of the deen. We study them, we remind one another. These are the matters that we do in these gatherings. So these gatherings or these sittings will be reminding one another of Allah. The gatherings of the people of the Sunnah, the angels attend these gatherings. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions these gatherings and He boasts about these gatherings. So this shows the necessity of having these type of sittings and gatherings, especially with the likes of these mashaykh that are here. So it is a must that we have these reminders. And the shaykh, he mentioned that a person, he must not think or believe, the one who has been guided to have success to be upon the Salafi methodology, the one who is teaching the people, this person must not believe that he's going to be safe from harm. Rather, when you contemplate over one chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Asr, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions this affair. What did Allah begin with? Allah Azza wa Jal began with mentioning faith. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned the importance of good deeds. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the cooperation upon the truth. And then lastly, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned the matter of having patience. Meaning having patience, because the one who has faith, the one who has good deeds, the one who teaches the people the truth, it is no doubt that some harm will come to him. So it is a must that we be patient. And this is the methodology of the prophets and the messengers. And all of them were commanded to have patience. And we are commanded to follow their way, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, and be patient like those messengers of firm resolve were patient. So they were harmed in giving their dawah, and they were not safe from harm, and they were not safe from the false accusations and the nicknames that they were given. So we must be like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rest of the prophets and the messengers when it comes to the matter of creed, when it comes to the matter of worship, and when it comes to the matter of giving da'wah. This is the Salafi path. We must be upon like these prophets and messengers were upon. So when a person, he looks and he contemplates and he reads, he sees what happens, he sees what happened to those prophets and the messengers. So we follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding that which he came with, and we also follow him sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he responded to that which took place with him of the trials and the tribulations. And as Allah azza wa jal, he mentioned, indeed you have a beautiful example and the messenger of Allah for you. And the Shaykh, he mentions that this call, the Salafi call, is a call that is based upon revelation of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came with this, and at the same time, he was harmed. So it is a must that the Salafi, he follows the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. And he must have knowledge of this way, knowledge of the Sunnah, knowledge of the condition of the Sahaba and how they were, studying their life examples, in order that the person can have strength in giving da'wah and calling the people. So the Shaykh, he says, I do not want to be long, I just want to give this reminder. And he mentioned, may Allah Azza wa Jal give us all success to be upon the truth. Naam.
والآن مع الشيخ الدكتور أحمد بازمول, ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقه لما يحبه ويرضى, وأيضا نشكر أيضا خانا المترجم أخونا الشيخ خليفة أبو يوسف على أيضا الترجمة وعلى الدقة أيضا في الترجمة. فمع الشيخ الفاضل الدكتور أحمد بازمول, ويلقي على مسامعنا ما يفتح الله عليه من خير. نعم فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
The next speaker is the noble Sheikh, Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Bazmoul. May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ألا وإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله, وخير الهدى هدى محمد, وشر الأمور محدثاتها, وكل محدثة بدعة, وكل بدعة ضلالة, وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد, فهذه ليلة أسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلها في موازين أعمالنا يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. أسأل الله عز وجل أن يرزقني وإياكم الإخلاص في القول والعمل, وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمع القول فيتبع أحسنه.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he began with mentioning the name of Allah and mentioning a portion of the sermon of Khutbat al-Hajjah, and he said, he asked Allah Azza wa Jal to make this night a night that will be upon our scales of good, on the day when no wealth and no children will benefit, except that the person comes to Allah Azza wa Jal with a pure and sound heart. And he asked Allah Azza wa Jal that he gives us sincerity and speech and an action, and make us from amongst those who hear a good word and follow it.
أحمد الله عز وجل أن جعلني في مجلس يضم هؤلاء المشايخ الفضلاء.
I praise Allah Azza wa Jal that He made me from amongst those who are here in this gathering with these noble sheikhs.
المعروفين بالعلم النافع وبالمنهج السلفي.
Those who are known to have beneficial knowledge and those who are known to be upon the methodology of the Salaf.
فالشيخ الفاضل رزيق القرشي حفظه الله تعالى من المشايخ المعروفين بالعلم.
He says the noble Sheikh, a Sheikh Ruzayk al-Qurashi, he is from the known Sheikhs to be upon knowledge.
ومن المشايخ المعروفين بالمنهج السلفي.
And he is from the مشايخ who are known to be upon the Salafi methodology.
وما قاله ابتداء هو من باب التواضع.
And that which he has stated was from the angle or area of being humble.
فهو بين إخوانه بل طلابه.
And he is sitting here, meaning Sheikh Ruzayk, with his brothers. Rather, he is sitting with his students. We are his students.
لكن يجب أن نعلم.
However, it is obligatory that we know.
أن صاحب السنة كبير.
That the person of the Sunnah is one who is great.
وإن صغر سنه.
Even if his age is young.
فالكبر.
So the matter of being great.
ليس بالسن.
Is not connected to age alone.
وإنما.
That indeed.
يكبر السلفي بسنته.
That the Salafi he becomes great with his adherence to the Sunnah.
فلا تعلق الحق بالأعمار.
So do not connect the truth with ages.
فتخرب الديار.
And then the houses are destroyed.
إذا كان أصحاب الأعمار أغمار. إذا كان أصحاب الأعمار غير معروفين يعني.
نعم. أعمار. نعم. If the houses are destroyed, if the individuals are not known.
وهذا ليس كلامي.
And this is not my speech.
بل كلام السلف.
This is the speech of the Salaf.
أن صاحب السنة كبير.
That the one who is a person of the Sunnah, he is the one who is great.
وصاحب الحق كبير.
And the one who is the person of the truth, he is great.
ومن خالف الحق ولو كان كبير السن فهو صغير.
And the one who opposes the truth, even if he is old in age, this individual is one who is belittled.
فتنبهوا لهذا الأمر جيدا.
So be aware of this matter very well.
أيضا مجلس يضم الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرحمن العميسان.
Also, this is a gathering that we have here, the Sheikh Dr. Al-Umaysan.
أخونا السلفي.
He is our Salafi brother.
الذي كنت أسمع به ولم أره.
He said, I used to hear about him and I didn't see him.
إلا قريبا.
Except recently.
وما كنت أسمع عنه إلا خيرا.
And I did not hear anything about him except for that which is good.
وما ازددت بمعرفته إلا حبا وقربا.
And knowing him, it only increased me and being near to him and loving him.
صاحب دعوة.
He is a person who has a da'wah.
سلفية.
That is based upon سلفية.
واضحة.
That is clear.
وإن رغمت أنوف.
Even if the people despise this.
فجزاه الله خيرا.
And may Allah عز وجل reward him.
ومجلس يضم أخانا الشيخ الفاضل عادل منصور.
And also this gathering includes the noble Sheikh عادل منصور.
هذا الرجل.
He said, this man,
الذي عرفته أول ما عرفته,
that which I have come to know about him when I first knew him,
أحببته قبل أن أراه,
I loved him before I seen him,
حبا شرعيا,
with a legislative love,
وذلك أني قرأت ردا له ذبا عن الألباني,
because I read a refutation in which he was defending الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله,
فقلت لله دره, فقلت جزاه الله خيرا.
So I said, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him with good.
لقد أحسن.
Because he did well.
وذب عن عالم سلفي.
And he defended the honor of a Salafi scholar.
ذبا لا يستطيعه بعض الكبار.
That some elders do not have the ability to defend Sheikh Al-Albani with.
فجزاه الله خيرا.
May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him.
أيضا مجلس يضم أخانا أحمد جيلان حفظه الله تعالى.
Also this gathering includes our brother Sheikh Ahmed Jilan. May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him.
عرفته قديما.
He said, I known him for a long time.
وطال البعد عنه. يعني لم أره من زمان.
No. I haven't seen him in a long time.
واليوم رأيته فسررت.
So and today when I seen him, I became happy.
ومجلسا يضم إخواننا.
And also this gathering includes our
السلفيين.
Brothers, our Salafi brothers.
لمجلس يفرح به القلب.
This is a gathering which the heart becomes happy with.
فنسأل الله عز وجل.
So we ask Allah عز وجل.
أن يختم لنا جميعا بالسنة.
That he gives us a good ending with the Sunnah.
كنت أردت أن أتكلم عن قضية.
I wanted to speak about a matter.
ولكن قلت سيتكلم عنها الشيخ رزيق. سيتكلم عنها.
But I said that Sheikh Ruzayk was going to speak about it.
بمعنى أنني خفت أن لا يتكلم فيها.
Because I was afraid that he would not speak about it.
وقد تكلم.
But he spoke.
فوهي أو الأمر الذي أردت أن أقوله الكلام عن سورة العصر.
And that the matter that I wanted to speak about was regarding Surah Al-Asr.
ولكن أتمم كلامه.
But I will complete or add to his speech.
وأكرره.
And I will repeat it.
فالمكرر أحلى.
And the repeating of the speech is sweeter.
طيب. يقول الله عز وجل والعصر.
Allah Azza wa Jal, he states, I swear by the time.
قال العلماء هذا قسم من الله.
The scholars, they said, this is an oath or a swear from Allah.
والله عز وجل يقسم بنفسه وبصفاته.
And Allah Azza wa Jal, he swears by himself and he swears by his characteristics.
كقوله وعزتي وجلالي.
Like Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned by my might and nobility.
وله سبحانه وتعالى.
And for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala,
أن يقسم بما شاء.
He can swear by whatever he wants to swear by.
إذ هو الخالق.
Because he is the creator.
المالك.
The one who is the owner.
المتصرف في كل الأمور.
The one who he does whatever he wants in all of the affairs.
العظيم.
The magnificent.
وليس للمخلوق أن يقسم إلا بالله لأنه لا عظيم غيره.
And it is not for the creation to swear by other than Allah because there is no one who is the magnificent except for Allah.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated.
من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله.
Whoever is going to swear, then let him swear by Allah.
ونهى صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited.
عن الحلف بغير الله عز وجل.
That one swears by other than Allah.
الله عز وجل عظيم.
Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the Magnificent.
فحينما يقسم بأمر يدل على عظمة وخطورة الأمر.
So when Allah Azza wa Jal swears by a matter, then this shows the magnificence of this matter and the seriousness of this matter.
فأقسم الله بالعصر.
So Allah Azza wa Jal, He swore by the time.
ما المراد بالعصر؟
What is intended by the time?
المراد به الزمن.
What is intended meaning the time.
على قولي بعض أهل العلم.
And this is the statement of some of the علماء, some of the scholars.
وقيل المراد به العصر الزمن المعروف.
And some say that it is the time that is known.
فأقسم الله عز وجل بالعصر دلالة على أهمية الزمان.
So Allah عز وجل he swore by the time, and this is an indication of the importance of time.
إن الإنسان لفي خسر.
Indeed, mankind is in a state of loss.
هذا كما قال العلماء هو جواب القسم.
As the scholars have mentioned, this is the response to the swearing.
إن الإنسان أي كل إنسان.
Indeed, mankind meaning all of mankind.
في خسارة وندامة.
They are in a state of loss and regret.
لأنه إذا لم يتبع الحق.
Because if the person does not follow the truth.
سيندم في الآخرة.
He's going to be regretful in the hereafter.
لأن الدنيا فانية.
Because the life of this world, it will come to an end.
والآخرة باقية.
And the life of the hereafter will remain.
فإما جنة نسأل الله أن نكون من أهلها.
Either the person, his destination is to the paradise, and we ask Allah that we be from its people.
وإما نار أسأل الله أن لا يجعلنا من أهلها.
Or the person's destination is going to be to the hellfire, and we ask Allah not to make us from the people of the hellfire.
فالخسارة محققة.
So the matter of loss is something that is a reality.
وعظيمة.
And it is magnificent.
لمن لم يؤمن بالله عز وجل.
For the one who does not believe in Allah عز وجل.
ولمن لم يتصف بما سيذكره الله عز وجل.
And the one who does not adorn himself with the characteristics that Allah عز وجل mentions in this surah.
فإذا كل إنسان في خسر إلا.
So all of mankind is in a state of loss except.
السؤال هنا من هم.
So the question here is who are these individuals.
بينهم الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل he clarified who they are.
في قوله إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
In his statement except for those who believe and do righteous deeds.
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
And those who mutually cooperate upon the truth and mutually cooperate upon patience.
يا لشأنهم العظيم.
He says their affair is magnificent.
وإنما عظم شأنهم.
And the reason why their affair is magnificent.
لأنهم مع الله.
Because they are with Allah.
لأنهم مع الحق.
Because they are with the truth.
لأنهم ساروا على الصراط المستقيم.
Because they have traversed upon the straight path.
الصفة الأولى.
The first characteristic.
إلا الذين آمنوا.
Except for those who believe.
أي حققوا الإيمان بأركانه وواجباته وشروطه.
Meaning they actualize faith with its pillars and its obligations and its conditions.
فاتصفوا ومن صفاتهم الإيمان.
So they have the characteristics, and from these characteristics, the characteristics of faith.
فالذين آمنوا هم المفلحون.
So the ones who believe, they are the ones who are successful.
قد أفلح المؤمنون.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, successful indeed are the believers.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لمن طلب منه أن يوصيه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to the one who sought advice from him.
قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم.
Say, I believe in Allah and then be upright.
الإيمان بالله عظيم.
So belief in Allah is something that is magnificent.
فأنت تؤمن بأن الله يراك.
So you believe that Allah, he sees you.
ويعلم بحالك.
And he knows your affair.
وتؤمن بملائكته.
And you believe in his angels.
وببقية الأركان.
And the rest of the pillars of
المعروفة.
Faith. That are well known.
وتعمل.
And you act.
لأن الإيمان يدخل فيه العمل.
Because actions enter into the realm of faith.
فالعمل الصالح.
So the righteous actions.
دليل على إيمان صاحبه.
It is the indication or the proof for the faith of the person.
إلا الذين آمنوا.
Except for those who believe.
ولما قال الله عز وجل إن الإنسان لفي خسر.
So when Allah عز وجل, he said indeed mankind are in a state of loss.
كان في ذلك تنبيه لنا.
This was an alert to us all.
أن نحذر وأن نخاف.
That we should be aware and we should have fear.
أن نكون من أهل الخسران.
That we be from the people who are in a state of loss.
وأن نتصف بصفات أهل الإيمان.
And that it is upon us to adorn ourselves with the characteristics of the people of faith.
إلا الذين آمنوا.
As Allah mentions, except for those who believe.
قال الحسن البصري.
الحسن البصري.
ليس الإيمان بالتمني.
He says faith is not with hope.
ولا بالتحلي.
Nor with beautification.
ولكن ما وقر في القلب.
However, faith is that which is firmly in the heart.
وصدقه العمل.
And the actions confirm it.
فمن قال خيرا.
So whoever says that which is good.
وعمل خيرا.
And does that which is good.
قبل منه.
This is accepted from him.
ومن قال خيرا.
And whoever says that which is good.
وعمل شرا.
But he does that which is evil.
لم يقبل منه.
This is not accepted from him.
ولذلك احذر أيها المؤمن السلفي.
So for this reason, O believing Salafi, be aware.
من الكذب.
From lying.
أن تكذب على الناس.
That you lie upon the people.
أن تفتري عليهم.
That you invent falsehood or you invent fabrications upon the people.
أين السلفية؟
Where's the Salafiyah of this person?
هل عملت بها؟
Did you implement it?
احذر أيها المؤمن السلفي.
Be aware, O believing Salafi.
من أذية إخوانك المسلمين عموما.
From harming your Muslim brothers in general.
وإخوانك طلاب العلم والمشايخ السلفيين خصوصا.
And specifically harming your Salafi brothers who are the mashayikh and the students of knowledge.
أما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Did not the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say.
يقول الله تعالى.
That Allah تعالى, he stated.
من عادى لي وليا.
Whoever shows enmity to an ally of mine,
فقد آذنته بالحرب.
Then I have declared war against him.
ألا تخاف من الله؟
Do you not fear Allah?
تؤذي عباده وأولياءه.
You harm his servants and his allies.
بالكذب والافتراء.
By lying upon them and fabricating matters upon them.
فضلا أن تؤذيهم بالأفعال والأعمال.
Not even to mention to harm them by way of actions.
إلا الذين آمنوا.
Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, except for those who believe.
فاحذر أيها المؤمن السلفي.
Be aware, O believing Salafi.
من السير في خط يعاكس الخط السلفي.
So traversing upon a path that is in opposition to the path of the Salafi or the Imam.
فتحب أهل الباطل.
And then you love the people of falsehood.
وتناصرهم وتنصرهم.
And you aid and support them.
وتؤذي أهل الحق.
But and at the same time you're harming the people of the truth.
وتخذلهم.
You betray them and you do not aid and help them.
واعلم.
Have knowledge.
أن الله عز وجل ناصر عباده.
Know that Allah عز وجل, he's going to aid his servant.
شئت أم أبيت.
Whether you like it or not.
فمهما اجتمع أهل الباطل.
So no matter how much the people of falsehood come together.
في أذية أهل الحق.
To harm the people of the truth.
فإنهم لا يستطيعون.
They do not have the ability.
فهم المنصورون.
Because the people of the truth are the ones who are victorious.
إما أن ينصرهم الله في الدنيا.
Either Allah is going to aid them in the life of this world.
أو ينصرهم في الآخرة.
Or He's going to aid them and give them victory in the hereafter.
إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا.
Indeed we will aid and support our messengers and those who believe.
ويوم يقوم الأشهاد. جزاكم الله.
On the day in the life of this world and on the day when on the day of judgment.
ولذلك.
So based upon this.
تجد السلفي.
So you find the Salafi.
صابر على الحق.
He is one who goes about to be upon the truth.
مهما تكاثرت.
No matter how much.
الفتن والمصائب عليه.
The trials and the tribulations and the calamities are abundant upon him.
لأنه على يقين.
Because he is upon certainty.
أن الله معه.
That Allah is with him.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
Allah Azza wa Jal, he states, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds.
الإيمان يوجب العمل.
He says, faith necessitates actions.
أن تعمل.
That you implement.
أن تكون صادقا في كلامك.
That you are truthful in your speech.
لا تخدع أنت إذا خدعت الناس فإنك لا تخدع الله.
Don't betray and deceive the people.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful. Don't betray the people and deceive the people.
احذر أيها السلفي.
Be aware, O Salafi.
أن تتظاهر بأمر.
That you outwardly show a matter.
خلاف ما تعتقده.
In opposition to that which you actually believe.
خداعا ولعبا.
As a means of deception and playing games.
فإن الله يعلم ما في باطنك.
Because Allah, He knows that which is within you.
يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, He knows the deception of the eyes and that which the hearts they conceal.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
Except for those who believe and do righteous deeds.
العمل الصالح أن تتبع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The righteous actions is that you follow the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
على ما كان عليه أصحابه الكرام.
That which the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon, may Allah be pleased with them all.
ومعلوم عند الجميع.
And that which is known with all.
أن الفرقة الناجية.
That the saved sect.
والطائفة المنصورة.
And the victorious group.
هم من كانوا على مثل ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه.
And they are the ones who are upon that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions were upon.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
Except for those who believe and do righteous actions.
لما ذكر الله عز وجل العمل الصالح.
When Allah He mentioned righteous actions.
كان هذا موجبا لنا.
This is something that would necessitate us.
أن نتعلم.
That we learn.
فالعلم قبل القول والعمل.
Knowledge precedes statements and actions.
فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, have knowledge that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah and seek forgiveness for your sin.
ولذلك نرى.
So for this we see.
من بعض من يدخل السلفية.
From some of those who enter into the realm of Salafiyya.
ممن كان سابقا على منهج مخالف.
Those who before they were upon a methodology that was in opposition to the methodology of the Salaf.
نرى أفعالا سيئة.
We see from them evil actions.
وأقوالا قبيحة.
And vile speech.
لا تليق بالسلفي.
That's not befitting for the Salafi.
فالسلفية منها براء.
Salafiyya is free from these things.
وإنما هذا ما كان يفعله سابقا.
And this is only from that which the person used to do prior to becoming a Salafi.
ولم يطهر نفسه بالعلم الصحيح النافع.
And he did not purify himself with the beneficial, correct, sound knowledge.
ومن هنا.
And from here.
دخل في السلفية الدخلاء.
You find these affairs entering into the matter of Salafiyya, and these individuals coming with these matters into Salafiyya.
تصدروا فظنوا أنفسهم هم العلماء.
So these individuals put themselves forward, and they view themselves as being scholars.
ولكن سنة الله باقية.
However, the way of Allah remains.
فالحق منصور منصور منصور.
The truth is aided, it is victorious, and it is aided in victory. He repeated this.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds and those who encourage one another with the truth and encourage one another with patience.
يتواصون على الحق.
They encourage one another with the truth.
فيوصي بعضهم بعضا.
They advise one another.
يتناصحون.
They have mutual advice.
يتذاكرون.
They mutually remind one another.
يفيد بعضهم بعضا.
They benefit one another.
يتواصون على الحق على معرفته ونصرته.
And they mutually cooperate upon the truth and knowing it and aiding it.
لا يتواصون على باطل.
They do not cooperate upon falsehood.
لا يتواصون على أذية سلفي.
They do not cooperate upon harming the Salafi.
على كذب وخداع.
By lying and with deception.
على اجتماعات سرية خفية.
Having these secret private gatherings.
في ظلمة كالفئران.
Like in the darkness, how a rat is in the dark.
لأن صاحب الحق في العلن واضح.
He says because the person of the truth, he's apparent. He's
قال
clear.
عمر قال عمر بن عبد العزيز.
عمر بن عبد العزيز.
مجتمع قوم في خفاء.
The people have not gathered in secrecy.
إلا كانوا على تأسيس ضلالة.
Except they are upon the foundation of misguidance.
فالحذر الحذر من هذه الأفعال.
So be aware of the likes of these actions.
إذا كنت تريد التواصي على الحق.
If you want to cooperate upon the truth.
فالحق واضح ظاهر.
Then the truth is clear and apparent.
لن تزال طائفة من أمتي.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that they will not cease to be a group from my nation.
على الحق
who are upon the truth,
ظاهرين
apparent.
لا يضرهم
they will not be harmed
من خالفهم
by those who oppose them
ولا من خذلهم
nor those who abandon them.
وتواصوا بالحق
and cooperating upon the truth
أي لم يتواصوا على الباطل
they do not cooperate upon falsehood.
فأن تجتمع لتسقط سلفيا ودعوته
so that you as a people come together to drop a Salafi in his call to Salafiyya.
وأن تكتب في الفيس أو في غير ذلك لتسقط سلفيا.
And you write in Facebook and other than the different social medias to drop a Salafi in his call.
فأنت لم تتواصى على الحق.
Then you did not cooperate upon the truth.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق. التواصي أيضا بالحق. لاحظ أن الله عز وجل أثنى عليهم ووصفهم بأنهم يتواصون على الحق على الحجة على الدليل على البرهان لا على الأشخاص.
Allah Azza wa Jalla He mentions except for those who believe and do righteous deeds and they cooperate upon the truth. We understand from this that Allah Azza wa Jalla has praised these individuals for their cooperation upon the truth, meaning their cooperation upon the proofs and the evidence, not cooperation based upon individuals and personalities.
ولذلك القاعدة السلفية اعرف الحق تعرف أهله.
So for this, the Salafi principle is know the truth and then you will know its people.
والقاعدة السلفية أيضا الحق لا يعلق بالأشخاص.
And another Salafi principle that the truth is not connected to individuals or personalities.
إلا ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه.
Except that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions were upon.
لماذا؟
Why is this?
لماذا؟
Why is this?
لأن الحي لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة.
Because the person who was alive, he is not safe from fitna.
كما قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
As Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, he stated.
من كان مستنا مقتديا.
That whoever is going to pattern himself or follow someone.
فليستن بمن قد مات.
Then let him pattern himself and follow those who have already passed away.
أي أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه
Meaning
وسلم.
Meaning by this the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فإن الحي.
Because the one who is alive.
لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة.
He is not safe from being afflicted with trials and tribulation.
الحي.
The one who is alive.
ما قال صغيرا أو كبيرا.
He didn't say the one who is the young or the youth or the elder.
لماذا؟
Why is this?
لأن الحق ثابت.
Because the truth is established.
وصاحبه كبير.
And the one who is a person of the truth, he is great.
ولا يضر الحق مخالفة من خالفه.
And the truth is not harmed by whoever opposes it.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions except for those who believe and do righteous deeds and encourage one another with the truth and encourage one another with patience.
يوصي بعضهم بعضا على الصبر على الحق والثبات.
They encourage one another with patience upon the truth and patience in being firm upon it and established.
كما مر معنا في قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As has come already in the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
حين أوصى
when he advised
قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم
say I believe in Allah and then be upright
ونحن نسأل الله في الصلاة
and we ask Allah in the prayer
في كل ركعة
in every ركعة every unit of the prayer
فرضا أو تطوعا
whether it is an obligatory prayer or a supererogatory prayer
أن يهدينا الصراط المستقيم
that he guides us to the straight path
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
guide us to the straight path
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
the path of those whom your favors upon
ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
that
وأصحابه
that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba were upon
غير طريقين
Their يعني path is other than two paths.
أن ينجينا من طريقين، أن يسلمنا من طريقين.
We're asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to save us and give us salvation from two paths.
طريق من عرف الحق وخالفه.
The path of those who know the truth but they oppose the truth.
وهم اليهود.
And they are the Jews.
فهم مغضوب عليهم.
And they are the ones whom Allah's anger is upon.
وطريق من عمل بلا علم.
And we ask Allah to save us from the path of those who have actions that are not based upon knowledge.
فضل الطريق.
So they have gone astray from the right path.
كالصوفية وغيرهم.
Like the Sufis and other than them.
وهم النصارى.
And they are the Christians.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Guide us to the straight path.
ليس فيه اعوجاج.
This path does not have any crookedness within it.
لذلك لا تلعب يا عبد الله بدينك.
So this, for this reason, don't play with your religion, O servant of Allah.
تواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Allah, He mentions, and they mutually cooperate and advise one another with the truth, and they mutually cooperate and advise one another with patience.
ونحن نحتاج إلى الصبر.
We are in need of patience.
الصبر على العبادة قبلها. الصبر قبل العبادة.
نعم. The patience before the worship.
وصبر أثناءها.
Patience during the worship.
وصبر بعدها.
And patience after the worship.
صبر على الطاعة.
Patience upon being obedient to Allah.
وصبر عن المعصية.
Patience in keeping away from disobeying Allah.
وصبر على أقدار الله عز
and
وجل.
Patience upon that which Allah has decreed for the servant.
والصبر
and patience
أن تلزم الحق.
That you hold to the truth.
ولا تنحرف عنه.
And that you do not deviate from it.
سورة عظيمة.
This is a magnificent chapter in the Quran.
فيها الحجة.
And it is a proof
لله على خلقه.
For Allah upon His creation.
كما قال الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى.
As the Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah have mercy upon him, stated
أن هذه السورة.
That this surah or this سورة chapter.
سورة عظيمة.
This is a magnificent surah.
فيها الحجج الواضحة.
This is in it has it is clear proofs.
في معنى كلام الشافعي.
This is the meaning of the speech of Imam al-Shafi'i.
وقد وقفنا.
And we have.
على بعض الفوائد.
We have come across some of the benefits
من هذه السورة.
From this surah.
وقد أطلت الكلام.
And I have spoken for a long time.
والوقت طول.
And the time is long.
من المترجم لا مني.
جزاك الله خير شيخ.
تفضل شيخ. أي نعم من المترجم أيمن. فأعتذر عن الإطالة عني وعن المترجم.
الشيخ he excuses or seeks the pardoning for himself and for myself in being long in the speech and in the ترجمة.
جزاكم الله خير وأشكر على الترجمة وإن كنت لا أعرف.
جزاكم الله خير شيخنا بارك الله فيكم أحسن الله إليكم.
جزاكم الله خيرا الله يحفظكم.
آمين وإياكم شيخنا حياكم
الله. أحسن الله لشيخنا الدكتور أحمد بازمول على هذه الكلمات النيرات. الذي نسأل الله عز وجل أن تقع علينا موقع التدبر والعمل والنصح. وأكرر ما قاله المشايخ وأيضا أنبه على أننا ما اجتمعنا في هذا المكان ليزكي بعضنا بعضا، وإنما كما قال الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى أعمال السلفي تزكيه، أعمال السلفي تزكيه، والسلفيون يحبون بعضهم بعضا وإن لم يروا بعضهم بعضا، وإنك لتسمع بالرجل في آخر الدنيا، فيجب عليك أن تحبه إذا كان على السنة، ولو لم تعرفه ولو لم تراه. فجزاه الله خيرا على هذه الكلمات الطيبة، ونشكر للشيخ هذا التفسير الميسر لهذه السورة العظيمة.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى he thanked our Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Bazmul, may Allah preserve him, and the Sheikh he mentioned an important point. That us gathering here was not for the purpose of praising one another. For the actions of the Salafi, this is what praises the individual. And he thanked the Shaykh for the benefits that he mentioned from Surah Al-Asr. And the Shaykh he mentioned that it is important that we love one another even if we do not see one another. As long as a person is established upon the Sunnah, he was to come at the end of time, and we do not see this person or know this individual, we love him for that which the individual is upon of the sunnah.
وفي هذه اللحظات نستمع وإياكم لتوجيه نافع بإذن الله تعالى من الشيخ الأستاذ عادل بن منصور الباشا أبي العباس، فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
The next speaker that will speak with a beneficial reminder by Allah's permission is our Sheikh Adil ibn Mansur al-Basha Abu al-Abbas حفظه الله تعالى.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه.
The Sheikh began by praising Allah and beseeching Allah to send the salah and the salam upon the Prophet and his family and his companions.
أما بعد.
As to what follows.
أحمد الله الذي يسر لنا هذا اللقاء.
I praise Allah, the one who has made easy for us to have this gathering.
مع عدد من المشايخ.
With a number of مشايخ.
وعدد من إخواننا أهل السنة.
And a number of our brothers from أهل السنة.
من بلدان مختلفة.
From different lands.
جمعنا الله على دين واحد.
Allah Azza wa Jalla has united us upon one religion.
وفي هذا البلد الأمين.
And in this safe land.
مكة المكرمة.
The honored Mecca.
ورأينا ولله الحمد.
And we have seen in the praises for Allah.
ثمارا طيبة.
Good results.
قدمت علينا.
They have come to us.
من أمريكا وكندا.
From America, from Canada.
ثمارا لأخينا الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرحمن العميسان.
Good fruits or results that has come from our brother Sheikh Dr. Umaysan.
وأنا أتكلم وهو غير حاضر الآن.
And I'm speaking, he's not present right now.
حتى لا يقع علي تنبيهه السابق.
So that his alert does not fall upon us regarding that we have not come here to praise one another.
أننا لم نجتمع هنا ليزكي بعضنا بعضا.
That we have not come here to praise one another.
ولكن أقول الحمد لله.
But I say all of the praises for Allah.
أننا رأينا ثمارا من دعوته.
We have seen the fruits of his call, his da'wah.
وكما قيل قديما.
And as it has been said from the times of old.
من ثمارهم تعرفونهم.
From their fruits, you know who they are.
فيعرف الفرق.
So you know the difference.
بين المشتغل بالدعوة إلى السنة.
Between the one who is busy with calling to the sunnah.
وتعليمها.
And teaching the sunnah.
ونشرها بين الناس.
And spreading the sunnah amongst the people.
وبين من هو مشتغل بغير ذلك.
And between the one who is busy with other than that.
فأحمد الله تعالى.
So I praise Allah. The Most High.
اجتمعنا مع اختلاف ألسنتنا.
We have come together even though we have different languages.
وتعدد واختلاف بلداننا. أوطاننا.
And we have come together although our lands are in different times.
جمعنا الله على هذه السنة وهذا الدين.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has gathered us together upon the Sunnah, upon this religion.
فالسنة.
The Sunnah.
هي فوق. هي قبل الزمن الموجود.
It is before the time.
وقبل أوطاننا.
And before the lands.
هي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is the guidance of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقد أوصى الشيخان.
The two sheikhs, they have given the advice.
بوصايا عظيمة.
With great advice. Great. No.
علينا الانتفاع بها.
Upon us is to benefit from the advice.
فليس المهم.
It is not important.
كثرة ما نقول أو نقرأ.
The abundance of that which we say or the abundance of that which we read.
إنما المهم مقدار الانتفاع.
That which is important is the amount of how much we benefit.
وإلا فمن لم ينتفع بعلمه.
If it's not that, then whoever does not benefit from his knowledge.
لم تزيده كثرة الكتب.
Then having an abundance of books would not increase him.
ولا كثرة ما يسمع.
Nor that which he hears in abundance will increase him.
إلا حيرة وضلالا.
Except in misguidance.
وكان ذلك حجة عليه.
And these affairs will be a proof against him.
ثم أحب أن أنبه.
And I want to bring to your attention.
أنه جرى في كلمة الشيخ الأستاذ الدكتور أحمد بازمول.
That it has come in the speech of the noble Sheikh, the teacher, Sheikh Ahmed Bazmul.
حفظه الله ورعاه وسدده.
May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him and take good care of him and protect him from falling into wrong.
ورفع قدره في الدارين في الدنيا والآخرة.
And may Allah Azza wa Jal raise his status in both abodes, in the life of this world as well as in the hereafter.
جاء في كلمته.
نعم, he has come in his speech.
أن السلفي مهما فعلوا معه فإنه لا يؤذى. أن السلفي لا يؤذى.
That the Salafi is not to be harmed.
ولعله أراد وفقه الله.
And perhaps what he intended by this.
أنهم وإن آذوا السلفي.
وإن
آذى أهل البدع السلفي.
نعم, that even if the people of innovation they harm the Salafi.
فإنهم لن يضروه.
That they will never be able to actually harm him.
فالإذاء ثابت.
So the harm that comes from these people, this is established.
والضر منفي.
But the matter of them actually being harmed, this is something that is negated.
قال الله عز وجل.
Allah Azza wa Jal, he stated.
لن يضروكم إلا أذى.
That they will not be able to harm you.
وقال
they
الله.
They will never be able to harm you.
وقال الله عز وجل في الحديث القدسي.
And Allah Azza wa Jal, he said in the al-hadith al-Qudsi.
يؤذيني ابن آدم.
That the son of Adam he annoys him.
وقال الله عز وجل.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla he stated.
الذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا.
Those who harm the believing men and the believing women with nothing that they have earned from themselves.
فقد احتملوا بهتانا.
These individuals they have carried the falsehood.
وإثما مبينا.
And they have a clear sin upon them.
فأهل الباطل جادون.
So the
مجتهدون.
نعم, the people of falsehood they strive hard
في إيذاء أهل السنة.
To harm the people of the sunnah.
بالأقوال والأفعال.
With statements and actions.
فلذلك وجب على العبد الصبر.
So for this reason it is obligatory upon the servant to have patience.
قال الله تعالى.
Allah the Most High he stated.
كما في وصايا لقمان.
That as has come in the advice of Luqman
لابنه.
To his son.
وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر.
Command the right and forbid the wrong.
واصبر على ما أصابك.
And be patient upon that which afflicts you.
وقال الله تعالى.
And Allah the Most High he stated.
إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا.
Indeed we have revealed the Quran upon you.
فاصبر لحكم ربك.
Therefore be patient with the commandment of your Lord.
فذكر الصبر.
So Allah he mentioned patience.
عقب ذكره تنزيل الكتاب.
After him mentioning that he sent down the book.
لأنه يحتاج إلى صبر.
Because the person is in need of patience when it comes to the revelation.
هكذا شيخ أحمد ولا عندك تنبيه آخر؟ على هذا اللي ذكرته. كنت مشغولا.
كلام صحيح إنه المراد إنه لن يضره.
لن يضره. جزاك الله خير.
The Sheikh says that. Sheikh Ahmed said that with Sheikh Adil Mansour is mentioning this is correct. That even though the people of falsehood they try to harm the people of the Sunnah, they will never be able to actually harm them.
وبما أن الشيخين قد سبق لذكر سورة العصر.
So being that the two sheikhs they preceded in mentioning Surah Al-Asr.
فصار المتحدث بعدهما متبع لهما.
So the one who's going to speak after them is going to follow them.
ويسلك مسلكهما.
And he's going to traverse upon their path.
فأحب أن أنبه على أمرين اثنين.
I want to bring to your attention two matters.
الأمر الأول.
The first matter.
قول الله تعالى والعصر.
The statement of Allah, the Most High, I swear by the time.
ذكر الشيخ أحمد حفظه الله.
He says, Sheikh Ahmed, may Allah preserve him, he stated.
معنيين للعصر.
Two meanings for العصر or the time.
قيل هو الزمان والدهر.
He said, it is the time.
وقيل هو وقت العصر المعروف.
Or the known time of عصر.
وقيل المراد به صلاة العصر نفسها.
Also it has been stated what is intended is the عصر prayer itself.
فهي الصلاة الوسطى.
Because it is the middle prayer.
قال الله تعالى
الله the most high he stated
حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى
preserve the prayers especially the middle prayer
وصحت الأحاديث بأنها صلاة العصر
and the narrations are authentic that the middle prayer is صلاة العصر
وهي أحد البردين
and it is one of the two cool ones
وفي الصحيحين قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم
and the two collections of authentic narration the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated
من صلى البردين دخل الجنة
that whoever prays the two cool ones enters into the paradise
والبردان العصر والفجر
and what is meant by this is صلاة العصر and صلاة الفجر
وفضائل صلاة العصر صلاة وفضائل صلاة العصر كثيرة
and the virtues of صلاة العصر are many
وقيل
and it has been stated
أن العصر الذي أقسم الله به هنا
that the time that Allah عز وجل has swore by is here
هو عصر الصحابة وزمانهم
is the time of the صحابة
وزمانهم
Okay.
هو نحن اليوم تعلمنا معك المترادفات وإحضاء كلمة بدل كلمة اشتغل علينا اليوم إن شاء الله خير طيب فيكون من المعاني لهذه الكلمة
So from the meanings of these words or this word
أن الله عز وجل أقسم بعصر الصحابة
that Allah he swore by the time of the Sahaba
فهم خير هذه الأمة
they are the best of this nation
كما في الحديث في الصحيحين عن ابن مسعود
as has come in the two authentic collections of hadith on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم
that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated
خير الناس قرني
that the best of the people is my generation
ثم الذين يلونهم
and then those who follow
ثم الذين يلونهم
and then those who follow
وصح في فضائل الصحابة نصوص كثيرة
and there are many texts that have come that are authentic regarding the virtues of the companions
من الأحاديث النبوية
from the prophetic narrations
وجاء في فضلهم آيات كثيرة
and there has come many verses in the Quran regarding the virtues of the companions
يجب على المسلم أن يتعلم ذلك
it is obligatory upon the Muslim to learn these texts
وأن يعرف للصحابة حقهم
and that he knows the rights of the Sahaba
وفضلهم
and their virtue
وتفاضلهم
and the virtue that they have amongst one another one over another
وأن يمسك لسانه عنهم إلا بالجميل
and that a person he restrains his tongue except in the manner of beauty he only speaks good about them
وأن يكون قلبه سليما لهم كلهم
and his heart is free of any malice towards all of them
وأن لا يذكر أحدا من الصحابة إلا بخير
and that he does not mention anyone from amongst the companions except in a good manner
وأن يتقرب إلى الله بحبهم
and that he seeks nearness to Allah by way of loving them
وأن يتبعهم
and that he follows them
وهذه مهمة
and this is what is important right here
فمن الناس من يقرر حق الصحابة
from amongst the people are those who mention and establish the rights of the companion
ويعادي ويتكلم على من يطعن فيهم
and this individual shows enmity towards those who speak ill of the Sahaba
لكنه لا يتبعهم ولا يقتدي بهم
however at the same time this individual does not follow the Sahaba he does not emulate them
وقد ذكر أصل الاقتداء بهم
he has mentioned the origin of emulating them
عدد من الأئمة
A number of scholars have mentioned the origin of emulating them.
منهم الإمام أحمد في أصول السنة.
From them, Imam Ahmad and the foundations of the Sunnah.
وابتدأ به قبل كل شيء.
And he began with this before mentioning anything.
فقال أصول السنة عندنا.
He stated in his book, The Foundations of the Sunnah with Us.
التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
holding on to that which the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon
والاقتداء بهم
and following them
هذا هو الأصل الفارق
this is the decisive foundation
بين أهل السنة
which separates between the people of the Sunnah
وغيرهم
and other than them
فلا بد من معرفة فقههم.
So it is a must that we have knowledge of their understanding.
وواجب علينا وفرض.
And that which is mandated and obligatory upon us.
أن نتبع سبيلهم.
That we follow their path.
وأن نفهم القرآن والسنة كما فهموه.
And that we understand the Quran and the Sunnah the way they understood the Quran and the Sunnah.
وأن نجعلهم قدوة لنا.
And that we make them an example for us.
وقد روى أبو إسماعيل الهروي في ذم الكلام.
إسماعيل الهروي, he mentioned in his book the dispraise of theological rhetoric.
عن الشعبي رحمه الله.
On الشعبي, may Allah have mercy upon him.
أنه سئل عن مسألة.
He was asked about a matter.
فقال.
He stated.
أفتى فيها صاحب رسول الله بكذا.
He said that a companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has given the verdict of such and such regarding this matter.
فقال له السائل.
So the questioner, he stated.
أتقول بهذا؟
Do you say this also?
فقال ما أحوجك.
He,
إنك لا تحتاج تريد إلى أن يبرك على صدرك ويقرأ وتقرأ عليك سورة البقرة. يقرأ عليه سورة البقرة يرقيه.
He says, indeed, you are in need of someone to sit on your chest and recite over you سورة البقرة.
أي هل أنت مجنون؟
Meaning, are you someone who is insane?
كيف لا أخذ بقول صاحب رسول الله؟
How am I not going to take the statement of the companion of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
وتقول هل تأخذ به أم لا؟
And are you going to say to me, or do you take his state, the statement of the companion or not?
فقول الصحابي.
The statement of the companion.
نفهم به القرآن والسنة.
By way of the statement of the companion, we understand the Quran and the Sunnah.
أما إذا خالف قول الصحابي الحديث.
As for if the statement of a companion opposes the narration,
وخالفه صحابي آخر,
and then there's another companion that opposed that companion,
فهنا نأخذ بأرجح القولين.
Then we take the strongest of the two statements.
أما إذا لم يخالف,
however, if this companion was not opposed by another companion,
فإن قوله وفعله,
then his statement and his action,
مما نستعين به على فهم القرآن والسنة,
is that which we use as an aid to help us understand the Quran and the Sunnah.
فلزوم طريقتهم فرض على الأمة.
So holding to their path is an obligation upon the Ummah.
فنحتاج إلى تعلمها.
So we are in need of learning it.
وإلى معرفة كيف كانوا.
And we are in need to learn how they used to be.
وهذا يحتاج إلى جهد.
And this is in need of giving, putting forth effort.
وإلى بذل.
And sacrifice.
من الوقت.
From sacrificing your time.
لتعلم ما كانوا عليه.
To learn that which they were upon.
التنبيه الثاني أو الأمر الثاني.
The second matter I want to bring to your attention.
قول الله عز وجل.
The statement of Allah عز وجل.
وتواصوا بالحق.
That they encourage and cooperate with one another upon the truth.
تواصوا في العربية.
The meaning of تواصوا in the Arabic language.
صيغة تدل على الاشتراك من الطرفين.
It is speech that indicates that there are two parties that are involved in this affair.
وسأجعل وسأضرب لك مثلا.
I'm going to give you an example.
إذا ضرب زيد أحد آخر قال ضربه.
If Zayd beats someone else, it's stated Zayd beat ضربه. He beat the person. He hit the person.
أما إذا تبادل الضرب فيقال تضارب.
But as for if they were beating one another, it is stated تضارب, meaning they fought or they beat one another.
فتواصوا بالحق.
So the mutual cooperation upon the truth.
أن يوصي بعضهم بعضا.
Meaning that they advise one another.
لأن الحق أكبر من الجميع.
Because the truth is greater than all of us.
فلا يوجد أحد أكبر من الحق.
There is no one who is greater than the truth.
فالصغير قد يوصي الكبير بالحق.
The younger can advise the elder with the truth.
والمفضول يوصي الفاضل.
And the one who has lesser virtue can advise the one who has more virtue.
والعكس هو الجاد المسلوك أيضا.
And the opposite is also the same.
والتلميذ يوصي الشيخ.
And the pupil can advise the sheikh.
والشيخ يوصي التلميذ.
And the sheikh, he advised the pupil.
لأن الحق هو القديم هو الأسبق.
Because the truth, it is what is old, and the truth is what preceded.
ولهذا في رسالة عمر لأبي موسى الأشعري.
So for this, in the letter that Umar he sent to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari.
ولشيخنا أحمد بازمول حفظه الله.
And for our Sheikh Ahmed Bazmoul, may Allah preserve him.
رسالة في تخريجها بطرقها.
He has a treatise where he studied this actual narration and went over the different routes and chains of this narration.
وشرحها.
And he explained this narration.
فإسنادها صحيح.
the chain of narration is authentic.
وكان مما قاله عمر لأبي موسى رضي الله عنهما.
From that which Umar he said to Abi Musa, may Allah be pleased with them both.
ولا يمنعنك قضاء قضيته بالأمس.
Do not allow a judgment that you have given yesterday.
تبين لك بطلانه أو خطأه.
And then it has become clear to you that the judgment you gave yesterday is false.
أن ترجع عنه.
Don't allow this to prevent you from retracting from this judgment you have given.
فإن الحق قديم.
Because the truth is old.
فالحق هو المقدم.
So the truth is that which is given precedence.
ولا يتحقق التواصي بالحق.
And mutually cooperating with one another is not actualized until
إلا بعلم.
Except with knowledge.
تميز به بين الحق والباطل.
Because the knowledge is what a person used to distinguish between the truth and falsehood.
الحق في الاعتقاد.
The truth in the matter of creed.
والحق في العبادة.
The truth in the matter of worship.
والحق في معاملة الخلق.
And the truth when it comes to dealing with the creation.
فلهم حقوق.
The creation they have rights.
فللرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حق.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم he has a right.
ولسنته حق.
And his sunnah has a right.
وللصحابة حق.
The companions they have a right.
ولولاة أمرك حق.
And for the Muslim rulers they have rights.
وللعالم حق.
And for the scholar he has a right.
كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated.
ليس منا.
نعم.
من لم يرحم صغيرنا.
Whoever does not have mercy upon our youth, he is not from us.
ويوقر كبيرنا.
And whoever does not have respect from our elders is not from us.
ويعرف لعالمنا حقه.
And the one who does not know the right of our scholar, he is also not from us.
دعونا نأخذ حق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثالا.
So leave us to take an example in relation to the right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بسبب الجهل والبدع.
Due to the reason of ignorance and innovation.
فعل كثير من الناس إما شرك وإما بدعة.
Many from amongst the people they have done either polytheism or either innovation in the religion.
ويزعمون أن هذا من حق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And they claim that this is from the rights of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فمنهم من يستغيث به.
So from amongst them those who seek relief from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ومنهم من يشد الرحال إلى قبره.
And from amongst them are those who gather up their things to travel to the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ومنهم من يقيم الموالد.
And from amongst them those who establish the celebration of the Prophet's birthday.
فإذا سألته لماذا.
If you ask this person, why are you doing this?
يقول هذا من حق رسول الله علينا.
They say this is from the right of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم upon us.
ويتهمون من لم يفعل ذلك.
And whoever does not do this, they accuse this person.
بأنه لا يقوم بحق النبي.
That this individual has not established the right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأنه يتنقص الأنبياء.
And that this individual he is belittling the prophets.
لماذا فعلوا ذلك؟
Why did they do this?
لأنهم جعلوا ما ليس من الحق حقا.
Because they made that which is not from the truth to be from the truth.
بل جعلوا ما هو من الباطل حقا.
Rather they have made that which is from falsehood to be the truth itself.
فالدعاء إنما يدعى الله وحده لا شريك له.
So الدعاء is that Allah عز وجل is to be called upon alone. There is no partners for him.
وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم.
And your Lord has said, call upon me and I will certainly answer you.
وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا.
And that the places of worship or the masajid are for Allah, so do not call upon anyone along with Allah.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated.
الدعاء هو العبادة.
That dua itself it is the worship.
فكيف تجعله من حق رسول الله؟
So how can a person or how can you make this from the right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
وهو من الشرك أن تدعو غير الله.
And it is from the matters of polytheism that you call upon other than Allah.
كيف تفعل بدعة المولد؟
How can you do the act of innovation from the celebration of the Prophet's birthday?
وتدعي أن هذا من حق رسول الله.
And then you claim that this is from the rights of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهو لم يعلمه ولم يفعله الصحابة ولا التابعون.
وهو
لم يفعله الصحابة ولا التابعون.
And this was not known and this was not done by the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذن قبل التواصي بالحق.
So before there's mutual cooperation upon the truth,
لا بد من تمييز.
It is a must that there is distinguishment.
ونحن في استراحة اليوم اسمها التميز.
And he says we are here in this gathering, what is called تميز, meaning that which distinguishes.
لا بد من okay.
No,
thank you.
استراحة.
لا بد.
This place that we gather is استراحة. Is تميز.
Hey.
The name.
لا بد من التمييز بين ما هو من الحق.
No.
وما ليس من الحق.
The Sheikh, he says, it is a must that there be distinguishment between that which is the truth and that which is not the truth.
في العلوم.
In the matters of knowledge.
وفي حقوق العباد.
In the matters of the rights of the servant.
وفي العبادات.
In the matters of worship.
وفي غير ذلك.
And other than that.
وهكذا تعال إلى حق العالم.
وهكذا.
Come. يعني.
Now this is how, and now we're getting to the right of the scholar.
فالعالم له حق.
He says the scholar, he has a right.
ولكن أدخل بعض الناس من قديم الزمان.
He says, however, from a long time ago, some of the people they enter into this matter.
أمورا في التعامل مع العالم.
Matters in relation to how we interact with the scholar.
وجعلوها من حقه.
And they made it from the rights of the scholars.
وهي ليست من حقه.
But in reality, it's not from the right of the scholar.
بل هي مسلوبة. مأخوذة.
But it is taken.
إما أن تكون من حق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خاصة.
Either it is from that which is from the specific right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإما أن تكون من حق ولاة الأمر.
Or is from the right of the Muslim rulers.
الحاكم المسلم الأمير.
The Muslim ruler who was the leader over the Muslims.
فلا يصرف للعالم. فلا يعطى العالم حق غيره.
So the scholar is not to be given the right that is for someone else.
لا يعطى العالم حق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الطاعة المطلقة.
The scholar is not to be given the right of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of unrestricted obedience.
ولا في أخذ قوله بغير حجة.
Nor the taking of his statement without proof.
ولا في ادعاء العصمة له.
Or the claim of infallibility.
سواء ادعيتها بقولك
سواء
يعني ادعيتها بقولك أن تقول هو معصوم
أيوة.
لا يخطئ
أيوة. Whether or not you are the one who claimed that the person doesn't
عفوا
نعم whether you claim this by your tongue
أو بحالك وأفعالك
or by your actions this is what you're saying although you do not say with your speech.
فقد ذكر شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية he stated
في رسالته شرح حديث اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي
the explanation of the hadith oh Allah indeed I have wronged myself
أن من الناس الذين يغلون في المشايخ وأهل العلم
that from amongst the people are those who go to the extremities when it comes to the scholars the people of knowledge
منهم من يقول هو معصوم أو محفوظ
from amongst them those who say that the scholar he is free from error or he is protected from falling into error
أي لا يقع منه الخطأ ولا الزلل
that no mistake or slipping can come from him
قال ومنهم من لا يقول ذلك قولا
and you have from amongst them those who do not say this verbally
ولكنه يعامله معاملة المعصوم
however you find this individual he interacts with the scholar as if the scholar is infallible he doesn't fall into any mistakes
وأضرب مثالا لما هو من حق الحاكم.
And I'm going to give an example of that which is from the right of the Muslim ruler.
فلا يجوز أن يجعل حقا للعالم.
That which is not permissible to give to the scholar or make from the rights of the scholar.
البيعة.
The بيعة, the pledge of allegiance.
والسمع والطاعة.
And hearing and obeying.
النصيحة في السر.
Or that the advice has to be done privately.
كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated.
من كان له نصيحة لذي سلطان.
That whoever has an advice for the ruler.
فلا يبديها علانية.
He should not give it publicly.
ومثل أي من حقوقه.
And also from the right حقوق من العالم.
الحاكم.
الحاكم. And also from the rights of the scholar of the Muslim ruler.
الصبر على ظلمه.
Being patient upon the oppression that comes from the Muslim ruler.
اسمع وأطع كما في الحديث.
As it has come in the hadith, hear and obey the Muslim ruler.
وإن ضرب ظهرك وأخذ مالك.
Even if he beats your back and takes your wealth.
هذا الحق لا يعطى لعالم.
This is a right that is not to be given to the scholar.
وكذلك السمع والطاعة.
Likewise, the matter of hearing and obeying.
ولي الأمر.
The Muslim ruler.
إذا أمر بشيء
if he commands with a matter
وجب عليك طاعته
it is obligatory for you to obey the Muslim rule
ما لم يكن معصية
as long as it is not an act of disobedience
المباح
as for that which is permissible
إذا أمرك به ولي الأمر
if the Muslim ruler commands you with that which is permissible
أصبح واجبا عليك
it becomes an obligation upon you
أما العالم
as for the scholar
لا يصير أمره يرقي المباح إلى الواجب
that his command in relation to that which is permissible it does not become an obligation upon you
كذلك من حقوق الحاكم
likewise from the rights of the Muslim ruler
التزام أنظمته وقوانينه
holding on to the rules and the regulations that the Muslim ruler has established
في ترتيب أمور الدعوة إلى الله
and when it comes to the arrangement of the affairs of giving da'wah to Allah
فمثلا ولاة الأمر في هذه البلاد
as an example the Muslim ruler in this land and those in authority here
هناك وزارة مستقلة بهذه الأمور وزارة الشؤون الإسلامية
you have the ministry of the Islamic affairs
فإذا أراد الشيخ رزيق أو الشيخ أحمد بازمول
if Sheikh Ruzayq or Sheikh Ahmed Bazmul they want to
إقامة دورة علمية
they want to establish a knowledge based seminar
في المساجد
in the masajid
يقدم خطابا إلى الدولة حتى يأذن له
they have to put forth a request to the government in order to receive permission
فإذا أذن له أقام الدورة
if the permission is given then the seminar is established
وإذا لم يأذن له لم يقم الدورة وأطاع ولاة أمره
if the permission is not given then the seminar is not established out of obedience to the Muslim ruler
هذا حق من حقوق ولي الأمر والدولة
this is a right from the rights of the Muslim ruler and the Muslim government
فلا يقال
it is not to be said
لا يجوز لك أن تقيم دورة حتى يأذن لك الشيخ فلان
that is not permissible for you to give a knowledge based seminar until Sheikh so and so gives you the permission
أو مدير المسجد الفلاني كما في بعض البلدان
the mudir of the masjid so and so as has come in some of the lands that you cannot give a dawra unless the mudir gives you the permission
كذلك من حقوق الحاكم
likewise from the rights of the Muslim ruler
أمور الجهاد
The matters that are connected to jihad.
أهل السنة يعتقدون.
أهل السنة they believe.
ويقررون في كتبهم.
And they establish in their books.
أن أمور الجهاد إلى ولي الأمر.
That the matters that are connected to jihad return back to the Muslim ruler.
فالعالم نفسه يرجع إلى ولي الأمر.
The scholar himself is to return back to the Muslim ruler.
فلا يفتي بقتال دون أن يراجع ولي أمره.
He is not to give a religious verdict for fighting except that he returns back to the Muslim ruler first.
بل هو بنفسه لا يذهب لقتال دون أن يراجع ولي أمره.
Rather he himself does not go to embark upon the battle except that he returns back to the Muslim ruler.
لو أن الإمام الشافعي اليوم موجود.
If Imam al-Shafi'i was present today and alive today.
وجاء يدعو أبناء هذه البلاد.
And
يدعو أبناء
and then he starts to call the children of this country
للجهاد والقتال
Imam al-Shafi'i he's calling the children to go and partake and participate in jihad
في هذا البلد أو في خارج البلاد
this land or outside of this land
نقول له لا طاعة لك
we will say to Imam al-Shafi'i there's no obedience to you in this matter
لأن هذا الأمر موكول إلى الحاكم ولي أمرنا
because this matter is entrusted to the Muslim ruler to the Muslim authorities here
ونعين الدولة عليه وتلقي القبض عليه
ونعين we aid the government against him and aid in him being apprehended
لأن الجهاد من حق ولي الأمر
because the matter of jihad is from the rights of the Muslim ruler
ومن مهماته هو
and from the most important matters that are connected to the Muslim ruler
ومثله
and the likes of it
ما يتعلق بإقامة الحدود
that which is connected to the establishment of the prescribed punishments
والتعزيرات
and the punishments that are for those punishments that for those crimes that don't have specific prescribed punishments
مثل قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الزاني البكر
similar to the statement of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding the virgin who commits illegal sexual intercourse or the one who has not been married who commits illegal sexual intercourse
يجلد مئة ويغرب عام
that he is to be lashed 100 lashes and banished from the land for a year
فيأمره ولي الأمر بأن ينتقل من مدينة إلى بلد آخر.
So the Muslim ruler commands the individual to leave from the city he is in and go to another land.
وجدت في بعض البلدان الإسلامية.
And I have found in some of the Muslim lands.
غير الناطقين بالعربية.
those that do not speak with the Arabic language,
أن من يسمي نفسه مدرسا,
one who calls himself a teacher,
وعنده مسجد ومركز للدروس,
and he has a masjid or a center to give classes,
يأمر بعض طلاب العلم,
he commands some of the students of knowledge,
أن يخرج من بيته وبلده لينتقل إلى بلد آخر بالقوة,
to leave from his house and go to another house with force.
وإذا لم يطعه سيحذر منه.
And if he does not obey him, or meaning the student of knowledge does not obey this individual, he's going to warn against him.
وسيرفع أمره إلى المشايخ ليحذروا منه.
And he's going to raise his matter up into the mashayikh so that the mashayikh can now warn against this individual who didn't listen to him.
هذا مدرس فقط أم صار أميرا؟
He said, this person is just a teacher, or has he become like a ruler or a commander?
فعلينا أن نحذر وننتبه.
He says it's upon us to be aware and take caution.
فهناك كذلك وأختم بهذا.
He says also there's a matter I'm going to end with this.
العلاقات الدولية بين الدول.
The connection that are between the different governments.
والعهود.
And the covenants that are between the different governments.
وما يتبع ذلك.
And that which follows behind that.
هذا من حق الحاكم.
This is from the right of the Muslim ruler.
هو المسؤول عنه.
He is the one who is responsible for this matter.
لا يجوز لعالم ولا لغير أن يأخذ هذا الحق.
It is not permissible for the scholar or other than the scholar to take this right away from the Muslim ruler.
فرأينا مثالين.
We have seen two examples.
فيما يظن أنه من الحقوق وليس من الحقوق.
That which is thought it is from the rights, but it's not from the rights.
ففعل الشرك والبدعة ليس من حق رسول الله أبدا.
The matter of shirk and bid'ah is never from the rights of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بل رسول الله يغضب من ذلك.
Rather, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is angry with these type of affairs.
وهذا الموضوع طويل.
وهذا.
الموضوع الأمر.
And this is a long discussion here.
فلا بد من علم نميز به.
So it is a must that we have knowledge that we use to distinguish between the affairs.
بين ما هو من الحق وما ليس كذلك.
Between that which is from the truth and that which is not the truth.
حتى نتواصى به بيننا.
So that we can mutually cooperate with one another upon the truth.
ونتمسك به حتى نموت.
And that we can hold on to it until we die.
صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
And may the salah and salam be upon the Prophet.
جزاك الله خير.
جزا الله الشيخ عبد العباس عادل بن منصور الباشا على هذه الكلمات الطيبات الذي أثر الله عز وجل أن يجعلها في ميزان حسناته وأن يبارك لنا جميعا فيما سمعنا ونشكر جميع المشايخ على هذه الكلمات وعلى هذه التوجيهات لإخوانهم وطلابهم ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلها في موازين حسناتهم جميعا وأن ينفع بها القائل والسامع إنه جواد كريم ورب غفور رحيم وأيضا يعني الجميع
جزاك الله خيرا أننا ندعو الله عز وجل أن يبارك لأخينا فيما وهب له ونحن في هذا الاجتماع نحن في عقيقة الأخ حفظه الله تعالى إلياس وأسأل الله أن يبارك له ويصلح لنا ولكم وله الذرية
آمين يا رب
نعم شيخ ميسان حفظه الله تعالى He asked Allah Azza wa Jal to bless Sheikh Adil Mansour and place that which he has mentioned in his scales of good. And he also thanked all of the mashaykh who attended and that Allah Azza wa Jal bless them for that which they have given of good words and place it upon their scales of good. And Sheikh Adil Mansour, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he asked Allah Azza wa Jal to bless our brother Ilyas for this is his aqiqah. Naam, Jazakumullah Khairan. And again, we thank you all for your attendance. Barakallah, for the food is present.